if you see my story with Pancho's blue long sleeve, that's when he's Tanchito. It's not Panchito, it's Tanchito.
It's Tanchito. This whole fucking week that has taught me, bro, I know I'm not going to even pay attention because once it's over, you go back to your old habit. Mm-hmm. How out of shape a motherfucking fat person fucking suffers, bro. I was trying to put some, I don't know what you call that shit. Okay. Cuando ya estás conectando el motor a la transmission, güey. So it's the thing that makes the cuando la engine empieza, güey, mueve la transmission. So unos pinches bolts like this big, but they're short. And Diego was under. He's like, I'm going to move it and you put them in there so we could lock in the transmission with the motor. Dog, my stomach got in the way so bad, dog. I dropped like four of them. Diego was getting mad, frustrated. Like, don't drop them inside. No, porque puedes chingar la trans y todo.
Oh, shit.
La pinche panza was fucking getting me. I was like trying to put these little fat bolts in there.
Wait, were
like,
you underneath the truck?
No, I was on top. Diego was on the bottom. He was, you have to lock them in, way. They're four bolts.
Yeah.
¿Ves cómo saca la transmission, that big ass thing así, güey?
Mm-hmm.
You have to lock them all in. You know what I'm saying? What are you staring at me, bitch?
No, I'm fucking focused.
And you got to stare them all in, right? Like this. Y luego es un little asshole. Because dice que esa pinche Hummer, bro, probably the worst fucking way they make that fucking mortar, way. Like the worst. Fucking started atrás de unos bolts. Everything's like so hidden, way. So you got to hit it and shit. And I was like this. Me movía, pinche bolt fall off. I was like, what the fuck? Diego was like, move it again. Both fall out. I'm like,
damn.
Yeah, and then Diego made a big fucking oil spill into the trucks. I had to be throwing fucking sand in his forehead and todo. I had a red. I was just like. And then it was super fucking cold. My butt crack was the one that felt the most cold this time. Every time I bend over to fucking like.
Yeah.
Sentía el frío right in my ass like this. I'm like, son of a.
You felt the drift of the fucking air? Yeah, the air drift.
Then my brother Porfi came out y también se le mira su little butt crack.
Yeah, eso le pasa eso
a los big guys.
A los fucking fat asses.
Yeah, le hace el little butt crack de Porfi así. Oh, look at this guy's little butt crack.
Remember, what was it, Saturday that I made Pancho pull up his pants above his butt crack?
Yeah.
It just didn't feel Pancho-ish to me, so I told him, pull him back down, wait.
Oh, the worst one is bad.
Like a little crack showing is cute for fat guys, wait. Pero no cuando tienes, literally, I could see your asshole. Like, I eat. No, see, Joe, wait, I yet bend over different. To pick up a bag. Literally, wait. It was like 1 centimeter off his asshole. I'm like, see, Joe.
Cedro,
I clearly poke you with my thumb.
Hey, Cedro was, se estaba echando un taco de ojo cuando I was cleaning the bathroom. Otra vez no tenía mi belt, wey. I'm going to start being cheap. I'm going to go buy him a real belt, bro. Es pinche Cedro me está viendo todo la ass. I'm like, I could feel my fucking pantalón. Cedro's like.
I think we traded places to be real with you.
Why?
I'm going to be honest. I think you, like. Tú eres el más pinche agarrado ya, güey. Y tú eres...
¿Qué?
Como de comprarte tu ropa y de comprarte tus cosas.
You want to see the invoices, güey? ¿De agarrados?
200. That's lightweight. That's... ¿Qué dice la pinche song de Kendrick? Your best work is a light pack. That's a light pack, bro.
Sometimes I go like, man, throw this puta shit away already.
Hey, pero ¿qué te dice?
You know what this crazy thing? Look at my hands, bro. Dude, even dude was...
normal fucking hands.
No, wait. I think after a while being in the cold, you know what sucks? The rain sucks. I'm trying to move the fucking mortar away. This guy almost dropped the mortar in my face when he's trying to push with the gato.
God damn.
Hey, CJ, remember what I told you before Pancho came in?
What?
We had a discussion. We were having, you know, we always have discussion with each other. I'm like this. I'm like, le dije, Pancho, wey? I'm like, dude, without him realizing it, he feels that. Oh, no, I'm good. I'm like, but you don't give off good vibes. Wait. Like, mm-hmm. You come in, like I came in, we're chilling. And Pancho, wey, se queda aquí solo, wey. Y tiene su hand in su head, wey, just looking at the wall. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to leave this guy
no,
alone.
No, pero the thing is, the honest truth is, dude, being in that shit all day when it feel, wey, I couldn't feel my toes no more, bro.
And number two.
And I was like this. Damn, sentí el calor así. I was like, oh, shit, let me just... Let me sit, let me pay because my toes were getting numb, bro. I'm like, what the fuck? No te digo que como estás agarrando, man, you try to put a jacket. Because
you're grabbing metal all day.
Yeah, you try to grab a jacket or a guant this way, you can't work with them, bro. And I was like, this way, estaba lloviendo, and I was outside holding the thing because I was putting up the fucking jack, compadre. Este. So my fingers went numb hasta porre. Me digo, hey, ¿sabes qué, güey? Vete a la casa, güey. Métete adentro un ratito. Because I was there since like 9 in the morning, güey. Hey,
este güey está, en Antarctica o qué chingados, güey?
No, but the way the weather was today.
Este güey está en puto pinche 45 degrees outside.
45 degrees.
Este pendejo pide que está en Antarctica pescando.
A este güey nunca le hemos mandado con el mecánico, ¿qué da, güey? No. Cuando estás allá en un puto friazo.
Only in the summer.
Only in the summer.
It was 20 degrees, but it's fucking 38 right now. But earlier on, it was 20 degrees at 4 p.m.
No, not at 4 p.m. In the morning. It was
the fucking degrees.
On the waterway, y estás allá afuera todo el pinche día, güey. Yeah. I was like, God damn, Diego. Y luego the way, todo, güey, se mojaba. I was just like, my hands. Like, right now, even cuando agarras algo, güey, like, se siente como, like, puro cold right now. You know, me toes.
Wey. You got bitter little women fingers.
Hey, I don't give a fuck, look, man. You know what I'm saying?
Look,
so I just walked in, and I was just like, oh, shit, let my skin get the
fucking. This motherfucker
heat.
Came straight to the, ¿cómo se llama?
To the heater?
To the heater, way, like a fucking, well, come, he lived in the streets, where well, I was just hovering his hands over it.
Cuando, I always complain about the heater being so hot in here, right?
Yeah.
I went straight over there because I was like, God damn, bro. I was like, shit, man, like, man. ¿Sabes cómo sientes cuando estás bien harto afuera? Como, you like frostbite, güey.
Oh, okay.
And I was just like, God damn. And I just kept going like this. Los fingers, so me fui al luego al heater. I was like, damn, my toes were the worst ones, bro.
Hey, let me go back to, remember I said, I'm gonna let you finish the story because I have a lot to say of what you just said there. Look, güey. Este güey es peor. Este güey, güey. No es un pinche hombre, güey. Pinche Pacho viene de llorón, güey. Que le duelen los dedos, que se le cayó un muffler en el pinche pata, güey. Y que está rasguñado, güey. Que está frío, güey. Que le duele su espalda, güey. Y que su estómago está muy grande para dar a los pinches bolts, güey. Y está enfermo y se siente mal. ¿Anything else, bitch?
No, it was hard work. Nobody's complaining.
Put me and Diego one day. Easy money.
Ciro, this is the guy, güey, que tuvimos el pinche guys que nos cacharon en el pinche, ¿cómo se llama ese? Takeover Chicago, y estaban tirando fireworks. He was in duck. He was under the sofa, güey. He was in front seat throwing on the
floor,
güey.
We're talking about motherfuckers that
imagine,
have blickies out there.
Hey, güey, lo pongo allá afuera con este closet.
Güey, cuando cambiamos en the hottest summer, güey. Cuando arreglamos el pinche, el hoopty. Pinche, regadero.
¿Ya ves, güey?
Pinche regadero que tenía Diego everywhere. Move this. We have to move it. Push the fucking car. Pinche car no se movía.
Yeah, but even mechanics
pull the
say,
fuck out the car.
But even mechanics say that working in the winter sucks ass, bro. Why do you think Diego tries to do all his jobs in the summer? He says it sucks ass to work in the winter.
Even
I know,
the hey,
I never,
even the nosy neighbor, wait,
yeah.
Was there for 5 minutes literally never seen the
know,
rest of the day.
I'm just saying,
fuck that shit, it's cold as fuck.
I'm just saying, Pancho's a fucking whiner regardless.
No,
like,
I'm just
I
saying,
noticed that shit.
No,
like everything
saying,
everything Pancho does, he's exhausted. Like, we'll be like this. Anyway, limpia la casa, he'll mom move the couch around, and at the end he'll be like, dude, I need fucking chill, dog. I'm like, no mames, Pancho.
Let's get Tony, wait. Never gets to do none of this shit because he's always, hey, you take care of it, bro. You take care of it, bro. Hey, you take care of it. You take care of it, wait. Pero, hey, right away, mandamos a Diego. Oh, I can't do it, bro. Can you guys do it? Por eso no sabe lo que es estar allá. Como hoy le dije a Diego, today is the first and the last time I ever helped change a fucking mortar, way. All right? It is such a.
But I tell you what, and this is one thing that's gonna, I don't know, it's gonna boil your blood, right? Because you mentioned it earlier. I go like this. A lot of that struggling comes from not being able to move around well and not being able, like I said, you might look at it like, well, I move around fine. I'm like, well, you don't move around like Diego moves around. You don't move around like fucking.
No,
I will
the shit that boils my blood is motherfucker throws dados everywhere. I'm like, put them right here. I organize them. Lalo llegó mi brother con la broom, güey, y he started sweeping everywhere, like moving other boxes. I'm going like, hey, güey, leave the dados here. Mm-hmm. 2 minutes later, no encuentro el pinche 15. Lalo, I just gave it to you, asshole.
But it affects you. It affects you without, like I said, es que some, como right now, you know our little stair, going up the stairs to our apartment? Mm-hmm. You know me, I had like 15,000 dirty sweaters in there, and somebody told me that, hey, I just cleaned it right now, got all the shit off the floor. And I put out dirty jackets and fucking shit that was wet and on top of each other. So, you know, it makes that weird smell. It was a mess for a while, right? It was all my shit. I cleaned it up right now. whatever. Then I called one up, somebody, and they said, hey, you cleaned it up. Cool. I'm like, you should put a fucking, ¿cómo se llama? Air freshener in there. I'm like, why? I'm like, dude, it fucking stinks there. I'm like, they don't fucking stink. He's like, yeah, it does fucking stink. I'm like, yeah, this guy, I'm so used to the smell, right? I'm so used to the smell that I don't even notice.
But also, the highway, it just smells.
Which one?
El hallway.
The hallway smell.
Porque no tiene una.
No, but it smelled like the sweater. Like the sweater smell. Like, because I know what he's talking about. Porque when I had that shit in the truck too, when I have all a bunch of dirty fucking sweaters, like gym sweaters. And you don't even know porque you get used to your own smell. That's what people don't understand. Like our boy, our mechanic, he's probably used to his smell already. Pero I go, when like, for instance, when me and you clean up the house and we're like cleaning, mopping and doing all this shit. Right away, I notice your body language right away when it's like a like if you go out, throw out the trash, come back up, throw out again, come back up, throw out four trips, you come back up and I already see you like, oh, fuck, I need to sit down for a little bit, right? Or remember I always told you, cleaning while your ass is sitting down. Mm-hmm. I'm like, es que you don't got the energy to move around. You're not fucking nimble. You can't, porque more weight requires more energy to move, right? Than a person that's lighter in weight. So you might not even notice, like I said, like I look at Diego, I'm like, damn, that motherfucker, you just say you found out his age, right?
Yeah, he's going to be 60.
60, right?
Yeah, he's going to be
60. Hey, you know what? For a 6-year-old man, he moves pretty fucking good.
No más que, como él también, he was complaining about the clothes, que los pinches, that's why.
Oh, yeah.
I told him, let's get the fuck out of here. Ultimately, let's get the fuck out of here, dude. Even Porter said, nah, ya, güey, ya, it's too cold, bro. Y ya, you know, way when it's too cold, way cuando ta, even grab the gato to like move it, way y el pool está bien frío, way que ya ni daba vueltas porque it's like your hands so cold and the pinche palo is so cold. Y Diego estaba así, like, yeah, let's get the fuck out of here. Come on, Diego.
I don't know, Pachi. Y le quedé like, no, this is real. The North Pole.
Y le digo, es que este güey no sabe lo que es estar allá, güey. Y le prendí el calentón a Diego, and Diego was just like this. I'm like, yeah, it was fucking, man. I never still have fucking bad cold y está frío, güey, con la rain. Le dije a Diego, let's close the garage. We can't get fucking la light, güey. And I'm like, and then I realized that Diego is kind of fucking blind, bro.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Porque every time que le, yo ya al último que era que yo le ponía los dados everywhere, porque he was like, ahí está la, güey. No, güey, está choco, mira. Y le metí al, oh, shit. Y luego ya al último yo se los puse, güey. Yo todo le estaba poniendo los screws, güey, porque he was like, y dije, oh, shit, let me put him. Por eso la mañana entramos bien hardcore. We were like, today I could say I built half of that shit, dog. Le quité los biggest bolts a la, donde you hook it up.
Uh-huh.
La big fucking thing esa que dices que estaba toda, ¿te acuerdas cuando la bajamos?
Which one?
Remember cuando la bajamos, that big wheel?
Yeah.
Entonces que está toda fucked up. Esa yo, I learned how to take it off today.
The biggest abanico?
Or no, not the abanico. No? The metal one que está todo rusted.
Oh.
I took it off. Uh-huh. Y le puse la the loud one. Uh-huh. I was like, porque Diego was like, no puedo ver, güey. No puedo ver, güey.
Yeah. Oh, the one where you put the screws inside the wheel circle.
Yeah, big
know what
one.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Then. Yeah.
But it's like every day more and more, como hoy, we were like a tag team, güey. Yo estaba limpiando todas las, ¿cómo dijo? Las bombillas.
Oh, las bobinas.
Yeah, I took them all off. Spray them down with brake fluid. They get way. We get brake fluid evaporates. It doesn't hurt.
It burns it.
And I was like, shh. Y luego taco un bicho. Y luego se la ponía. Era, no, estamos buenos los dos juntos. And like, then shit hit the fan.
You're going to charge me $5 now for this job.
I was going to tell him. I told him. Dude, I'm going to get half. You know what I'm saying? Porque hoy today, literally, he was like, ponle aquí. Y luego, hey, pinche Diego, cuando sabe que algo está pesado, güey, me lo da. I'm like, damn! Y le dice, tú ponlo. Pinche Diego, mamón. It was fun, but it was too cold, bro. Just too cold, bro. It's todo, man.
That's why when the older, if you guys heard the last episode, we talked about when the older guy dropped off the actual engine.
Yeah.
And he left it in a spot where because we wanted to park two trucks in there. So we wanted the engine at the back end of the garage.
Yeah.
So we could be able to park the other truck in front of the engine, right? Mm-hmm. Porque the other truck had expired plates because my dumbass brother refuses to go and fucking.
Oh, we fixed that one too.
Oh, I know, pero. So yeah. That's the reason we wanted it in the back, and then we still had to move it over. Y dumbass Pancho doesn't understand math, wait. He goes, lo movemos, yo, dude, like 100 pounds. Like, that shit, like 500 pounds, the engine. No,
the transmission is like 100 something.
Yeah, the transmission is small. Yeah. It's 100 pounds. Which both of you would still have trouble with that shit. But this is heavy as fuck.
I carry the motor.
Pancho grabbed it. He's like, ay, wey, está pesado. So I'm like, how are we going to do it? This is why I exactly told Pancho. I know you remember this. Like, the fuck out of my way, Pancho. You got to get hurt right here.
No, este güey. No, espérate, güey. Espérate, güey. I'm like, bro. Pinche
Pancho, güey. Dale el engine. Like, Pancho, stand over there, bro. Let me do this shit on my own. Because you're just interfering with my workflow. Uh-huh. You see, like, when me and Pancho, remember your previous job? Me and my dad went to help you guys out when you guys were moving warehouses. We had to take all the steel beams down. You know, we just went for like a week to help you guys to fucking take down the warehouse, everything you guys had in there, and transport it to the next warehouse, right? Mm-hmm. Me and my dad were going to competition who could outwork who. We noticed, even though Pancho is a hard worker and really hard, and probably one of the hardest workers you will ever know, and probably one of the hardest workers that I've seen personally, because Pancho works really hard. He needs to work hard. The thing is with Pancho is when he needs to. He also a little bit lazy. But when he works hard, he's going to outwork anybody. Uh-huh. Except for me and my dad. Because then that's the day when me and my dad were working at the warehouse.
No, we because noticed, at that day, I elevated to the balls. These are my bitches. Uh-huh. I don't have Pancho's to work that hard.
Balls. Make it 11:58.
Hey, Pancho steal the balls.
Pancho was making 11:58. Me and my dad were making 12.
Anyway, we were eating Domino's pieces when these peasants were taking down the warehouse.
I know, wait, the white feta is fucking Domino's pizza.
That shit sucked. That's the worst piece in the world.
I still appreciate it.
Which one, Domino's?
Yeah, it's good.
You know what?
I'm not really like food to pizza taste.
No, wait.
No, it's Little Caesar
pizza seat kind of sucks.
No, look at Domino's pieces. Piezas y little ¿cómo se llama la otra? Pizza Hut?
Yeah.
Where your sausages feel like you burn them in the microwave way. That's their sausages.
Oh, like they shrink.
Yeah, they fall off the pizza.
Domino's is probably my least favorite out of like the I don't want to say cheap. Domino's. Pizza, but like the, come on, like Little Caesars, Pizza Hut, Domino's.
Is Domino's supposed to be a
Domino's like the least favorite.
Above about Little Caesars. But I'm going to tell you like this. That a little... Hey, little. I don't know.
No, you know what, Pancho? Little Caesar sucks.
No, Little Caesar smacks when you get the right person to make it for you.
I only have it when I want to be cheap. That's the only time I'm going to be honest. Yeah, but when we order that pizza that cost us $60, I love it.
Me, Cito ordered one. It was the worst.
Yeah, you smacked the leftovers.
No, I was hungry. Pero sabes qué, güey? Los dieron, güey, como el cheese, different cheese.
I know they're using a different
cheese. I know, but I don't give a fuck when people go like, no, I love the. What? Look it. I grab Little Caesars when I want to be a little cheap. When I want to be a little cheap, I'll grab Little Caesars. But
or when you got to feed a family of like 30, way you get Little Caesars.
You're being cheap.
That's
like a high school pizza. Like, damn, bro. Everybody put $1.10.
That's the kind of pizza that you just want to eat and go to sleep. Yeah. Now that you want to enjoy something, you know?
That's the type of... Exactly. That's the type of pizza like when you don't have, you're broke. And the type of pizza, if you're adult and get Little Caesars, if you're like an adult, like a 30-year-old person and gets Little Caesars still, you're probably fucking clinically depressed, dude. That's the only two reasons you get the pizza.
I was eating a lot of pizza during COVID.
He was
COVID.
Depressed.
I was a little Caesars.
Where were we going with this?
Domino's is soggy pizza to me. And fucking Pizza Hut, their sauce is sweeter.
I like a little sogginess. I like my pizza to have a bend to it.
Not really.
You like it stiff?
Stiff. You know?
Like a derf board?
And crunchy.
Is this stupid bitch, wey? Se come todo lo del middle, wey? But for some
odd hate that.
For some odd reason, now se quiere comer el outer one. So ya se quiere comer todos los outer ones. Like,
that's
you
me
know,
and Pancho.
Yeah. You eat the fucking stupid shit in the
I
middle.
I eat all of them.
No, you're like the rut. You're like the rut of the family. We're like, we still love you, but you're kind of like a little fail. But we still want, like, we don't want you to, like die or anything, like, so we're still gonna get so we're still gonna let you suck on the titties of our mom, you know. But after me and Pacho suck the titty first,
you know. It's crazy. Wait, where the fuck were we going with this?
I don't know. We got into pizza and what the fuck were we what were we talking about, CJ?
I honestly don't remember.
But that way, you know that California already kicked in with a $20.
I was reading that.
Yeah.
That's true.
But I'm going to it kicked in already.
So explain it to people that don't know.
Well, California passed that fucking $20 minimum wage for fast food restaurants, and it kicked in April 1st.
Monday, right?
Yeah. Pero yo fui a McDonald's hoy cuando miraste mis big breakfast, güey, y lo que comí hoy en la mañana, güey. Those fuckers forgot my syrup, my hash browns, and my jam, güey. And
you got syrup? You got all that here?
Yeah. But I expect that to be McDonald's syrup.
That's already automatically included, bro.
The jelly's different. I fuck with the jelly.
No me dieron jelly. No me dieron fucking mi hash brown. Y estos putos quieren $20. Pero lo que estaba viendo ahí, güey. You know how everybody's talking about, oh, it's a win, and it's a win, it's a win. And you saw that a lot.
That's only in California, though.
California. Y viste que ya empezaron a enseñar what's the, ¿cómo se llama? Repercussions. Y viste que uno se llama, I think it's Freddy's or something. Immediately that day, he said he was trying to work around it, like cut hours. Literally closed down. Laid off 20 people right off the back. And some people are going into McDonald's way. It's all the way. Los kiosks that you order now.
Oh,
puro kiosk order. Dice que ya no tienen workers. And inside. Y le dije a todos, y un guy que I guess owns like 8 Cinnabons, y no sé qué, dice, dude, I'm trying to jack out the price, but this shit ain't going to work, bro. This shit's not going to work out, bro. Y un McDonald's worker dijo that un güey que owns like 15 McDonald's, dijo, what, am I going to make people pay $20 per fucking Happy Meal? That's what you asking for me? Y so están diciendo todos, everybody's so happy, y ahora ya están viendo like, these businesses are literally going to, some people saying they're completely shutting off. That's
well, look
it.
At, like, obviously it's, you understand why they're doing it. They want to give people a better living so they higher the wages, but they never think like,
pero let's,
you know,
go back
can to, these small bit, like, they're not small, but can these franchises afford it? People have to understand, McDonald's franchises like that, they pay a lot in rent just to be in certain areas. And it's not even that. It's, como diciendo, you, have you worked retail? You worked retail ever before? Or like a fast food? I never worked in food,
you know,
industry.
You know, sabía esto,
but they got budgets too, you know?
You know what's crazy? Que all those fast food joints, we, un güey lo explicó, güey. I never thought about it, pero sí, sí, sí. You know all the fast food joints, those back, if you go back to the 1970s, 80s, even some little bit of 90s, those jobs were meant for high school kids to make a little bit of money, not for a person to maintain a family.
Yeah.
And one guy said, all those jobs were like, you see them on the old school movies, they're like working in the fucking diners. Those were all made for like young kids to make a little extra bucks. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, but then you get into management. You could
no,
be older
but yeah,
and shit.
Pero
make
dijo,
some good money.
That's why he goes, why you think those like McDonald's, you had the dollar menu? Because it was cheap. It was cheap. You know? You had a dollar burger, a dollar McChicken. But now people are making careers out of this shit.
And now McChicken, don't be surprised that bitch go up to like $3, $4 yeah, bucks
well,
each.
Viste lo que dijo? Ahí te estaba yendo el guide. I think I got it right here.
Like said, I said, people never. He dude, said every that, time they hire the wages, everything else will be more expensive. So it's not like, it's the same shit, bro. You're still in the same position. You're still fucking stuck in a better, mejor dedicate yourself to a trade. Go to a fucking trade school, electrician or whatever, plumber. Dedicate to something that you love to do, way. Because these jobs, way, like I said, yeah, they'll bump you up to 20 and it sounds good when you go from 15 to 20, like, hell yeah. And then you notice that everything around you goes up too. So it's
like you're,
I'm
still
in the
making,
same fucking
you're
spot.
Still making minimum wage.
He said he had a raise.
Especially that, California is one of the most expensive states to live in.
He said they raised the Happy Meal ranges from $7 for a hamburger meal now and $8.60 for a 6-piece chicken nugget.
That's fucking nuts.
And then he says, damn. And he's still going to raise it 5 to 7% more to keep up
like
with this
bucks.
Thing. Well, that's what he said. Dude, I'm gonna end up charging this kind of money.
And guess what happens? The business takes a hit because nobody. Hey, fuck that! I ain't gonna go there. They're gonna find a cheaper place to go to.
Well,
and then they're gonna how do these establishments get hours based on their sales? Right? Like, okay, they're busy. We need to give them more fucking hours to keep the place running. So when people stop buying shit from there, means less money coming in, less income. And then they're like, well, they don't need that many hours here. They're not even that busy. And before you know it, they close down.
Well, viste lo que también está pasando.
I'm all for people making more money. I'm all for people making more money. But every time this happened, I'm like, I don't know if this makes sense. How are you going to do this?
Porque viste que la Waffle House in Atlanta, they walked out and they're asking for $25 an hour.
Let me tell you something.
But no, for real. Look it up.
Why the fuck? Why the fuck, Cedro? I've been craving chicken and waffles lately.
I never ate that shit, to tell you the truth.
I saw it at our, I'm not going to say the name of the restaurant, but you know where we get our breakfast from?
I smell like I'm tiré una pint de este pinche 10W30 way, the oil way.
I know, you're starting to look like a mechanic.
I know, shit.
Tell me what, they had a picture of a waffle and a chicken on top?
I never had that.
That shit looked good, bro.
I don't know. I've been fucking going bananas with the new meat, aqua meat, bro.
Oh, I know you have, bitch.
I've been eating at Porfi's crib.
You've been drinking that fucking Sunkist too. I tried to drink that for three years. Hey, I saw it in a cup.
I was gonna try that, but nah, bro.
See, Joe,
I'm gonna tell you like this.
Ways está tomando no. Sunkist strawberry that we used.
I was gonna throw it. I did it for the fucking.
We used it for cart bait. Uh-huh. Pancho used it to make a cart bait. You know
that was last week, 2 weeks ago.
When we put the oatmeal, the soda, and the Jello, and we went fishing for carp that day. Like 3 months ago.
It was good though.
And we still have half a soda there.
I'm gonna tell you like this.
Pancho drinks it.
Yeah, we still have half a soda.
Whoever drinks Sunkist strawberry, that shit sucked. That's why I left it in the thing. I'm like, fuck that shit.
That's why you bring fucking stupid ass fucking grape crush. That shit.
No, but it's not crush. It's Wildwood. No, that's the hood. Disgusting. That's good, bro. Grape got a thing, bro. Like pineapple Fanta got a thing. And
like last time you brought a grape RC from Maxwell's, I think.
No, it's not RC. It's a CNR.
CNR.
Puta.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, we straight from the project.
That's gold teeth, bro.
Yeah,
from the Calico. Yeah, the Calico Projects.
All right. From the Calio Project.
Calio Projects.
Not from fucking Calico.
Hey, hold on. How to rap it go? How to rap it go?
How to rap it go?
Pero si mirates, Waffle House in Atlanta, Georgia, demanding $25
an hour.
Yeah. They came out and did a TikTok and everything.
Así se llama the place?
No, Waffle House.
It's a Waffle House.
I see the famous Waffle House.
Are they like a lot or is only like that one?
No, they got a franchise, no? They got a couple of $25 an hour.
So, es lo que va a pasar. Like,
one guy said, bro, fuck you. If I was the owner, I'd just kick you out and get new workers.
But also, like I said, some of these establishments are making a shit ton of money. Y como en everything, como en la NFL, even though you've seen players get paid like $50 million a year, like a Joe Burrow, that's still very small compared to what these owners are bringing in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because they're getting... No, actually, they get... Because you know they split the revenue like I don't know, 60% to the owners, 40% to the player. Or I don't know how they split it, but like the UFC is one of the worst splits ever for the athlete. It's like the UFC get... See, just search up how much of the revenue does the UFC keep versus the fighter. It's one of the lowest ones. That's why the champions like Kamaru, they'll show their purse and they're making $1 million. I'm like, what the fuck? Those... things are fucking breaking records. The UFC pay-per-views are breaking records every week with attendance, with live gates. And I'm like, and these, the best in the world are making $1 million.
I also, yo también digo, you got to make more money because everything's going on. Everything's like hell of expensive right now, bro. But then I realized, como dice, if you talk to the business people, like you said, yeah, they do make money. They do run like 18. Like they do, that's why they're doing it. But also they tell you, you know how much money we got to pour into this shit, too? Like, you know how much fucking shit. That's why sometimes when you know, mom and pop shops, like, dude, we're barely making it, bro. We're not making millions of dollars, you know? We are making a good living, but these also got to pour in money to all this shit. And I think that's why I think it hurts them, because now it's like, bro, you want me to up it on all these kids, so now I got to figure out where am I going to get this money to keep at football. Some franchise closed, bro, because they didn't make enough money, bro. And they're like, even though you're making just an example, you're making $150,000, but then you start counting how much you pay in fucking rent in that building, how much you pay for this, how much you pay for employees, how much you pay for supplies, meat, todo.
Yeah.
It's hard, porque it's crazy, because todos dicen, oh, we're doing it better. I'm like, are you really, bro? I know it's fucked up, man. I always said it. We said it in the last podcast. I don't know how people se pueden mantener con $17, $18, $19,
$20. Well, I told you, I'm like,
I just don't know.
Now, like in Chicago, I tell you, yeah, if you're
this is a dump.
If you're a single person by yourself, no kids, no fucking car payments, house, yeah, $25 an hour would be decent for you.
¿Sabes
decent.
Como, ¿sabes cómo yo lo miré? This is the reality porque estoy viendo todo for the first time I'm being a grown up. I get all the receipts and so on. Imagine if this shit that happened to us, right? With a truck happens to a dude que tiene una family, how are you supposed to fix it, wey?
You found out that UFC split?
I'm looking it up right now.
See, Joe, look at just look. Mejor look this up. Look up how much does the average American family have in their savings account, or the average adult in America?
Y yo miré así y le digo, si le pasa a alguien con kids y toda la madre, how the fuck are you supposed to fix this shit?
Well, I always saw.
Because every time I go to the fucking O'Reilly's or fucking. 150.
That's why I'm grateful.
Bitching about it a lot.
No, I'm grateful that when I go out to the restaurant, I thank God that I'm able to go to eat wherever, pretty much wherever I want, and I have to worry about it. Because, you know, I try to be smart with my money. So sometimes I fuck up my money too. You know, everybody does. But I try to be financially responsible so I won't have to worry about. Because you always have to have money on the sideway in case something bad happens. That's the thing. Nobody ever expect. You have to expect, hey, this is life. In life, shit happens. Like I said, we went from, oh, there's a new truck to, oh, shit, now you have to replace a motor. It's going to run you $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, right? People don't have that type of money.
Well, that's what I tell you. Every time I went up there.
Now, dude, like I said, thank God we have it so we could at least fix it. I mean, it still sucks that we have to waste it, but it's like, okay, at least we were smart enough to save some a little bit of money so we could.
And for the fucked up shit is, güey, cuando you get it done and everything, sale otra pinche mamada, güey. And you're like, another 150 in the hole. You go to O'Reilly's, another 150 in the hole. Oh shit, we need this too. Another 150. I'm like, God damn.
So it ranges between 500 to 5,000.
500, bro. Mm-hmm. From what I read, the last one was like 1,000.
Why are you so quiet, Ciro?
What happened?
He said he's negative 500.
But what I'm saying? That's crazy, right? Like I said, there's people walking.
Well, por eso te digo, cuando es, con esta pinche mamada, I go like this. Imagine if I had 3 kids and I still have to go to work every day. How the fuck am I getting to work? You see what I'm saying?
Look at, so
yeah,
look at.
It's usually like, yeah, 500 to 5,000.
So why everybody lies, they got fucking 20 racks in that
and
bitch.
And usually the average American is like $1,000 away from the, if they get into like a really bad like accident or something. It's usually like $1,000 that they have to cough up.
Huh?
That they have to cough up. It's like $1,000 for an accident. So so if you have $500 and you get into an accident, it's going to be $1,000+. So the average American doesn't have that money to cover that accident.
You're reading it right?
Yeah.
Or are you saying $1,000 to put them like broke in the hole?
Well, to put them in the hole, yeah.
So look at like UFC fighters are, from the revenue that they bring in the company, the fighters get paid like 19% of it. Like 80% of it goes to the UFC.
That's when you run everything away.
Yeah, that's, como digo, it's sort of like a monopoly, right? Like you look at NFL, everything, I think it's almost 40% to the players and 60% to the fucking owners. Let me see. NFL player.
Well, they got a good one too.
Revenue. Look at this increase to 4 players per team for the 22-20 through the 2030 league years. Oh shit. No. So players receive 48% of the NFL revenue by the 2021 season. Well, that was 3 years ago. And at least 48.8% of the revenue in any 17-game NFL season. That's almost an even split with the owners. That's crazy, right?
Yeah, that is good money.
Well, yeah. Hell yeah. That's where they're making 50 fucking million like a Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes. And now you're seeing receivers make 30 million compared to UFC there.
Don't think the NFL is like not guaranteed money. That's fucked up. You might get a $100 million contract, but you're never going to cash in that bitch.
I'm trying to look for, well, I don't know. But I'm saying, I'm like, it's fucking nuts, dude. So that's why I go. That's why, you know, people complain about, like, dude, let's just say, for instance, we work at a Walmart. We're making 15. How much does fucking Walmart make? And then they look at it like, bro, we need to get paid more. But I always look at this. Your job is paid based off. You get paid more by what? Why? In a job, when you get paid more, it's porque it's hard to find people to actually do that type of job at a.
For your skill.
Your skill, right? Your skill is what fucking pays the bills. So if you have a job where, I did this for years. If you have a job.
Honestly, Tony, I used to think that way, but now, bro. I know people that make good-ass money. They're stupid as fuck.
Yeah, what good money are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about people that make $38, way. And no, I go like this. Pero, Tony, this is como te digo. That's if you look at in the pay scale for regular people, way, that's a real high-paid job.
No, I know.
And I go like this. They don't know shit.
No,
look at you say, way. Okay, go ahead.
Yo te estoy diciendo que no matter what, como diciendo, esos people, which is mostly like management, unless you work like in a jail or something. But if you're talking about like jobs like a manager job or something, like usually like managers or something. If you're talking about just like working in retail or in a warehouse or some shit like that. Usually the people that make $40 are the leads, some shit like that, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not saying that they're fucking Elon Musk. I'm saying that they still have to juggle a lot of responsibilities that people are not willing to accept. Like, fuck that, I ain't gonna do. When I was in retail, when I was a stock guy, mm-hmm. and people would get offered, hey, they want to make you manager. You're gonna take it? Fuck that. So I could do all that stupid shit and worry about all this shit. You heard people say that. The responsibility. So they pay you more because you have more responsibility and your skill set, right? When I think about, like, when I was a stock guy, I go, because now it seems like everybody wants to make $30 an hour for their job. And I go, dude, if your job is simple to get anybody else to do it without much training, do you think they're really going to give you $30 an hour? Like, if you're serving fucking, como yo, I was a stock guy, I'm stocking fucking shelves. And people are out here complaining like, oh, I'm a stock guy, we should get paid $25. Come on, dude. Anybody could do this job. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, if you're doing a job, why do you think the motherfucker's like a fucking... give me something like a dude that... a fucking lawyer, right? Yeah, nobody... not a lot of people could do that. That's why they get paid the fucking hundreds of thousands, no, if not millions of dollars for that type of job. Regular
people, can they make $32 to $40 hours, $40 or $45 an hour? I see a couple of people that make that kind of money, way. And sometimes I'm interested and I ask them, they don't know shit. It's, a veces you go, that is crazy, way. It works sometimes, bro. It's just who you know, bro. And como dice el way, that's why you see a lot of people leave, because, hey, bro, a un way que está bien pendejo, but he knows the right person, way. And there's a, like, the right person to hang out with, siempre le carga la mano otro way. You know? And I notice, a veces, like, hey, so if I ask him or something, like, hey, we need this, though. And I'm going to say, oh, okay. Yeah. They never take care of the problem.
I know.
And then I go like this, what the fuck?
But then I
ask him again, and I'm like, what the fuck? He lets it go, hey, this is way so... They know the right people way. They never put them to the test.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they move along. And I go like, dad, that's crazy. Y cuando hablo con otra persona, que I know for a fact, fue un apprentice as an electrician, mm-hmm. never became an electrician. Like, dude, but he's an apprentice. You know who's his uncle? That's why he gets paid that kind of money.
And I go like
this. He goes like this. It's just, aquí, güey, and every job, it does away. And por eso a veces go, it's not a skill, güey. It's who you fucking know, güey. Porque hay gente que, you tell him, oh, ese güey está en pendejo, no lo sabe hacer, pero that's his boy. So pon otro güey con él.
And I don't blame him for that, because I'll do the same shit. If I was in a position to put my people on, I'll put them in those positions.
No, pero yo lo que te estoy diciendo que, a veces it's not about your skill.
I know, but you're talking about $30. Like I said, those jobs are replaceable. Pero
te estoy diciendo de regular people, Tony.
I know, but I'm telling you that $30, that's not a job that, como diciendo, si un güey that makes $30 for being a manager at a Walmart, let's say, goes, I want $50, not get out of here. We could train somebody else to be a fucking manager, right?
No, that's everywhere.
Y por eso te digo, like, pero it's crazy to think, like, because now, como diciendo, now you have the Atlanta situation where the guys, I'm assuming everybody in the fucking building, like the busboys or like the servers, we want $25 an hour. It's like, dude, you think we're going to pay you $25? Let's say, I don't know how much you're making. Let's say 15.
17.
17. They're going to go, well, we're just going to get another younger kid and we're going to give them 17 and they'll take it. Unless your job is, como diciendo, man, nobody's going to want to do this job. Then, those positions... They'll get paid whatever they're asking for. But if your job is easy to, like, you could train anybody to do it, then they'll just get somebody else and move on from you.
So a lot of the restaurants in California are saying that they're not going to backfill positions as people leave. So pretty much they're not going to hire any more people over throughout the next couple of years. So once you leave, that's it. You're not going to hire nobody.
So that's when it leads to understaff.
I just feel those people got enough money to, like, just move their franchise out of California. That's what's going to happen.
And you know what's crazy? That people
también en Oakland cerró el In-N-Out, todos esos cerraron todo ahí, because it got too crazy and too many stealing. And, like, a company said they're not going to put their fucking workers through that being so dangerous. So everybody was like, what the fuck? They got up and left. In-N-Out. I think everybody there in Oakland started leaving.
And what people don't realize is that now you're paying the drive-thru person $20, right? Or the dude, the cook at McDonald's, $20. Well, the manager was probably making $22. So now you have to have a difference in between the manager and the employee pay. So people don't understand that the manager's salaries also go up. Because you cannot have a fucking manager making $1 more than
the drive-thru. That's crazy because window. He passes away.
I know, but what I'm saying is most companies that I know.
Oakland had a lot of restaurants closed down, bro.
Yeah.
And most companies that I know, when that drastic increase for employees, like, let's say a stock guy, like, they went, like, I was in a position when I was a stock guy making fucking $8 an hour, and then it jumped to 12. And the managers at my job at the time were making 13. So right away, when we got bumped up to 12, they got bumped up to 16. You know what I'm saying? For the most part, yeah, you have those jobs that won't give you the raise, but they do that.
That's crazy because you see that shit all the time, and they're like, I know it's como le dije. I used to talk a lot of shit, but it's like, man, some people can't leave that shit, bro. They have to, bro. Can't leave. They just stay there. And I'm like, I used to be like, yeah, you're stupid. But then I go like, it's not easy, bro.
Como in California, como te digo, you put the McDonald's drive-thru worker makes $20 an hour now. Let's say the team lead at McDonald's was making $22 an hour now. Still, let's say they were making $22 an hour, and now your drive-thru team member is making $20 an hour. You're only making $2 more than him. You got all this responsibility. And let's say they don't move up your wage. So now what's the incentive to actually become a manager? They're going to be, fuck this shit. I'd rather just do this and I have all this stupid responsibility.
So what other restaurants are doing right now in Oakland, they're turning into only drive-thrus because they said that people are walking in and they're disrespecting their staff, talking shit to them, destroying the fucking, what is that, little cafeteria where they eat in?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're
that's
just turning
into... That's
like
the number one thing. Everybody goes to the store and just destroys the store.
Yeah, so they're going to be only drive-thrus. A lot of the restaurants are turning only drive-thrus right now.
I just go like, because I found out that they build the In-N-Out. I think it's the In-N-Out, no?
Yeah, they're it's In-N-Out, Target, and Denny's, the biggest ones right now.
They're all closed down.
They're all closing down. And then Taco Bell in the area is already closing down.
I heard that one In-N-Out, a famous one in Oakland. Look it up, CJ. I don't want to say the wrong fucking city.
I think it's it. Apenas tiene un año, güey.
One of them closed down, güey, because there was so much violence around there.
Well, that's why.
That's the In-N-Out.
In-N-Out.
Yeah.
They barely had a year open.
Yeah,
and
okay,
they said,
it was just too much.
Just too much violence.
Shootings and too much violence around there.
Y por eso dice todos, everybody want, un güey le dijo, everybody always talk shit about, oh, not bringing this. But aquí pasó, güey, cuando Walmart, ¿te acuerdas? La Walmart, man, acá en Chatham.
Oh, yeah.
In the Pullman neighborhood, I think Chatham, Pullman. And they're like, you motherfuckers, like, it's you motherfuckers. You guys are doing this shit, not the government. It's you motherfuckers, bro. And they fucking, I know that the In-N-Out said, nah, it's dead, bro. It's just too much violence. They disrespect. They destroy the whole fucking thing. It's not even worth it here, bro. Something happens to your employee, it's not even worth it. And I was just like, that's fucked up. I know a lot of neighborhoods that, como remember, Checkers popped up everywhere now. And they kept, oh, that shit ain't gonna last. And what happened? Y'all closed down, way.
Hey, I also heard that fucking Family Dollars was raising their price and people were tripping.
Yeah, they raised them last year to $1.25.
Yeah, no, but
like
now they're gonna.
That was 2 years ago?
And now supposedly they're gonna be anywhere from $1.50 to $7, depending on what you're
getting. Well, they already have certain spots. Yeah, they have $3 section, $4 section, $5 section. Like, if you go to the refrigerators.
What's the, no, go ahead.
Well, no, if you go
got
to
$4,
the,
$5 yeah. stuff. Pero, you know there's a big-ass thing going on with, what's the other one? The Dollar General?
Oh, that's the one I'm talking about.
Dollar General?
Yeah. They said it's a fucking scam they do? Okay, you don't even pay attention, güey? Ves que por si dice que it's supposed to be a dollar stuff?
Yeah.
Una girl will caught it. And now they're suing Dollar General. They say, como si tú vas, güey, y dice que aquí en el price tag dice, let's say there's Red Bull que tengo aquí, güey. This Red Bull is $1.59, right? It's called price. When you go up there, it rings out to $2, way. Yeah, que dice que that's a scheme. The Dollar General been doing it for so
Hold
many
on,
years.
What is it?
To price, way. Si este es $1.50, way.
Yeah.
Some people go, oh, it's $1.50, unless you're like real cheap. They go up there, this probably, you're supposed to ring out $1.50, right? They ring out.
You talk about the label.
The price.
The price.
Yeah.
The price. Y dice que, hey, you could have it the right price. $1.99, para hacerte la dice. But when the cashier rings up, it's $2.50.
Yeah.
Y dice, and that's for all their items, wait.
So this is what happens with that.
No.
Well, this is what happens.
Okay.
They get price changes in retail stores, right?
Uh-huh.
And you have to activate the new prices. Prices go up and down on products every day. So they'll change the prices every day. You've seen videos on this.
Yeah.
And sometimes they don't put the correct label up. Which, if they get hit by the city inspection, that's a violation. So you have to have the right.
Dollar General been doing it for years.
Statement announcing the lawsuit said investigators found that 92 of the 147 locations they visited overcharged consumers on average. So the average that they were overcharging people was $2.71 more per the item.
And then you multiply by how many people. Will go like, oh, it's only $2. Yeah, per customer.
But only 92 of the 102 stores wait.
147.
147 wait.
So yeah, I mean, recently in Vermont, they just settled a lawsuit for $1.75
million. Y por eso te digo, that's based on your price. So como digo, it was city inspections. They went, let's go check the prices.
¿Sabes por qué?
If you don't have the right label that's a violation.
Let me tell you, but yeah. Let me tell you, es lo que pensó una girl. Que digo, it was probably, you know, they didn't put up the right thing. And then she's, it's una girl that brought this typical white woman. She went 3 times to that store, the same shit. He said, yeah, I went that week, the next week, and then I waited a month. They never changed the price.
No, I know.
They keep doing it. Y luego, I guess, they made a big investigation, way. They never changed the prices, way. Never. They leave them.
The fucking workers, I'm saying that. Well, a lot of the time, when you see hear shit like that, it's because they're not changing the labels.
Well, es lo que dijo el investigator.
Some motherfuckers don't have time to change them, they just activate their shit.
Let me tell you, el investigator que hizo ese thing, dijo, yeah, they have those problems. Sometimes they don't price change y todo. But he said que they, Dollar General, they found out they do that on purpose. They try to get away, like, you know, but he said, no, they do it. They did it on purpose. That's how they scam. That's how they make more money.
Porque well, like, when they do it on purpose, like, you have to have proof.
People. Well, it's they proved it.
No,
that's
bro,
like,
espérate,
Tony. El investigator empezó a hablar y todo. You know how they go and investigate, they put under, like, ¿cómo se llaman esos fake shoppers? Y la chingada.
Yeah, the secret shoppers.
Secret shoppers y todo. Yeah. Y luego they'll tell the secret shopper, hey, go ask them, hey, but the price is this and this and this and that. Y luego dijeron, you're supposed to change it. Y los todos, well, that's how Dollar General has it. We had told Dollar General, but Dollar General doesn't change it. That's how they are. So they started doing more and more and more investigation. That's why the girl said, yeah, they do that shit.
You see, I would have, like that, I would believe you. I would believe you if
something, look it up. Why they made it a big deal because the lady dijo, dude, I know that shit happens all the time. Like, they don't put up their prices. But let's say on the same items, you do it for 3 months straight. Because
yo te digo, when I used to be a stock boy, yeah. when I used to work in retail, we would have to price changes every day. Same about price changes where I used to work at. Sometimes it'll go up 2 cents. Sometimes it will go down 3 cents. You just have to have the right products on there because sometimes you'll get undercover shoppers, city inspectors that will come around and grab a bunch of items, Pancho. Uh-huh. And they will make you ring it out. And if something that you ring out doesn't match the label on the shelf, it's the wrong price, they'll fine you for that. It's a violation. So, like, if you get a certain number of violations, then they fucking, you could get the store's license suspended and shit like that. So it becomes more fucking severe in terms of the punishment for the actual store. So that's what I'm saying. When you see that lawsuit that they settled for $1.75 million, like, you're getting into, like, shit, they've been doing that fucking a lot.
Well, with this, it's like, I said, the discount retail chain Dollar General, which operates 19,000 stores in the U.S., is being sued for alleged price scam. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Porque, you know, I
so
know.
When you explain it like that, it sounds like, they knew that they were promoting false pricing. And they knew that people, como los otros.
In class, like us, also,
we'll go to a fucking store and get a Red Bull. Yes, y si dice $1.49, we'll grab it. All right, cool, grab this. And if it rings up $1.80, we're not really going to complain, right? Bro, no. Like I said, how many times they do this?
Yeah, person,
how many people every day? Freaking that money adds up.
Friction tags on the floor on a lower cost item when it ring up to a different price at the register. And I tell them, bro, I understand también como
that could be pricing.
Como le dije yo. Oh, shit, I'm horno. But once you have to investigate and you keep doing it over and over, you know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. Don't tell me every store forgot about it. Forgot about rechanging their prices y toda la chingada, way. I get it. Sometimes you're behind or do some
you
shit like that.
You know why that's hard to believe, too? Because like, I go, Pancho, these are multi-million-dollar corporations. I go, I don't know if the company was sent out like, hey, make sure you put the wrong price because they know how deep shit they could get.
Yeah, pero es como dice, es como ahorita, güey. Ponle así, Tony.
I don't know if they risk all that.
They got fined what? $1.9 million?
$1.75 million.
So like almost $2 million, right?
Yeah.
It's como tú dices, how much money they made off that shit.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy porque como dijo un dur, que yo, I just take the fucking, ¿quién fue ese? Oh, in our warehouse. In our warehouse, we used to work with Kurt. You're not supposed to have, there was like the fire department code, and you're not supposed to have that shit. ¿Sabe qué era, güey? They fined me, just pay the fine. I don't give a fuck, I make more money. Keep fighting me. I don't give a fuck. I make more money to even act that way. Some people eat that shit.
Wait, what?
The fire department went in there, and I think the warehouse was not up to code way, and it has something with the ves que tienes que tener fire station.
What the fuck is that?
Afuera.
Yeah, it's something like on the more side.
Que tienes que tener like fucking certain fucking standards for the fire department. Toda esa madre, and they used to come in every like 3 months or 2 months way, and they'll give them a fine. Le da una fine porque le dije, hey, we told you about this already. And they'll fine them. They'll come back 3 months, fine them again. Y yo una vez yo pregunté, le dije al dude que es como su maintenance workers, tenía como unos 8, güey, que hacían todo, like the duct vents, toda esa madre, HVAC, todo, air conditioning, todo. Le dije, hey, bro, le hace, hey, I keep noticing porque yo siempre les abría, why they keep fine them? Oh, they keep fine them because that shit's not too cold and they're not supposed to have this and they're not supposed to rent this sign either, you know? But he don't give a fuck. That fucking, like he always says, fuck it, I'll pay that ticket. I make more money still doing what I'm doing.
Now, you know what I'm saying? You talk about in the warehouse?
Yeah, in the warehouse.
So, sometimes I question, like, I will question, yeah, but you know, the city only gives out a certain number of violations before they can actually shut you down. It's coming in the una city, just not going to just give you a violation.
I don't want to say too much, Sandra, but ahorita they got in trouble again, and then you can fuck.
Well,
just
pay it off. Como, sí, yo, como nosotros,
porque ¿verdad? I think the city way, sabe way, hey, we need this guy. This guy has a big ass fucking company there, and he was doing something illegal about renting the space that he's not supposed to do. He didn't give a fuck. He just paid it and said, keep going. You know, hey. I think they make too much money to give a fuck.
I know, but.
And I think the city also goes like, we're going to fine them just in case somebody complains or we had records. But the city's making so much money there. You think they really give a fuck?
But how is the city making money there?
Como? They're paying taxes in the city. Yeah. They're paying all that shit. They're fine. Como esas companies, güey. Como te acuerdas, IKEA, lo que pasó en Bolingbrook? IKEA paid off everybody's city sticker. We used to pay city stickers. But the IKEA to move into Bolingbrook, way, to let them place their IKEA there?
In Bolingbrook?
In Bolingbrook. Uh-huh. Remember, que antes tenías que comprar a sticker para tu little pinche
carro? Yeah, for the
after
salary.
IKEA came in, they managed to pay that shit off.
Hold on. Who needed to pay for a city sticker?
Bolingbrook.
Bolingbrook. You needed a city sticker with them.
When we moved in, is when IKEA opened up. It was like the first year you can see a city sticker. But antes, they used to pay for city stickers.
Oh, so when we lived in Bolingbrook, our cars required a city sticker?
No. Listen. We got there a year after IKEA got there.
Yeah.
Pero ves como ellos vivieron antes? Matt told me this.
Well, they lived there like 6 months before.
Yeah, por eso. They needed a city sticker.
The people that lived in the town of Bolingbrook.
You still como city like Chicago. Yeah, pero I guess el mayor le pidió a IKEA some shit like that. Y IKEA moved in and cleared that and paid that. Lo que hacían ellos en vendiendo city sticker, IKEA paid that. And nobody has to buy city stickers in Bolingbrook no more. That's what companies do, wait, to move
in. So do they pay that every year?
I don't know how that works. But I
have
companies.
To work because you have to renew your city
sticker
every
pero, year. You gotta understand, Mejores dieron big lump sum, y ya, that's it, se acaba, Tony. That's how they buy them out.
But why would they do that?
Huh? Because they want to go there. Because
they want the space
but
there.
So, Bolingbrook said you want to move in here.
Yeah, they do that kind of shit.
You have to pay everybody city
why you think at this way? No, fíjate, güey. Ponlas en way.
That's weird.
Yeah. They do perks for the people.
But that will hurt. That will hurt Bolingbrook because they
were
like,
oh, you gotta understand, güey, que sometimes, güey, they go like, hey, ¿qué necesitamos? Some people are desperate to be there because they know they're going to make millions of fucking dollars. So like, hey, what can you do for the city? I certain places que le compran como like, hey, we're going to build you we're going to donate so much money to your libraries. That's what a lot of these stores
I get that, but I'm saying that. Put it this way. But I'm going to just throw off false numbers. Let's say Bolingbrook tells IKEA, hey, IKEA, you can move into Bolingbrook if you give us $1 million to cover everybody's city sticker fees in the town, right?
Yeah.
And let's say
their deal is a mil every 5 years.
No, but that's what I'm getting to. Let's just say because you said, oh, maybe it's a one-time big lump sum payment.
Yeah.
Let's just say Bolingbrook said, all right, give us $1 million. That way it could cover everybody's city sticker fees. For some odd reason, I don't know why that guy even threw it into the negotiation deal. And IKEA said, cool, we'll give you a million. Why, nah, but hold on, let me finish. And then let's say that city stickers, let's say, brings in $100,000 per year for the city in Bolingbrook, right? But after, so you'll make your million in 10 years, and then you just keep making $100,000
every. Well, you know those places got leased. They're not there forever, right? Por eso te digo.
Oh, they have to renew.
They have to renew.
But lease. For the most and part, some I'll be there.
And some people, como te digo, not everybody wants. Como la Menards quisieron enfrente de la house. También esa, they were fighting over it. People didn't want it there. The Menards, they didn't want it there.
I could see it more like this. Yeah. Hey, you want to move in here? You got to give us. Let's say they make $100,000 out of city stickers in Bolingbrook before IKEA moved there. They probably go, hey, give us $250,000 every year.
Well, I don't know. Better. This is what you got.
Does this show you, CJ?
But this is what you got to understand, Tony. This is what you understand. I'm more they had a hurdle to jump over to get it there, and the mayor wants it there because they're gonna pay taxes. They're gonna pay all that.
And so bring people you know in what the city.
He did? Hey, let's do something good. Say we could. They're gonna pay this shit off, and never. They probably had a plan of getting them more rid of, and they gave them credit. Hey, they're gonna pay off that shit. So people go, oh shit, fuck it, I'm not gonna pay the $35 no more. You know, it's a perk they throw in there, para que diga la gente to accept the thing.
Hey,
oh, it's como en muchas partes, como en la 26th Street, güey. Ves que no quieren. Remember when they took out the discama? Remember that discama? Yeah. Como estaban peleando, güey. They don't. I think there was supposed to be a Walmart there, Bill, or somebody.
Yeah, it was a Walmart.
And they're fighting it. Why? Because it says it's going to kill everybody else. Get that see Walmart. They say, hey, we're going to give you free something just to buy people to have it.
Yeah.
That's the perk, way. You know what I'm saying? Well, that's what they told me because they had to. Yo le miré una vez a día. Why you got a Bolingbrook? Like, yeah, you used to pay for that shit, bro.
And what people you know? Don't understand is that
The city mayor, was never doing that too many cars.
The mayors of these cities and everybody that works in the city for the like the city council, they look at these establishments like, man, we want to get stores like IKEA because Bolingbrook is a small town. And like I said, we bring them. That means people are going to come shop here. And that means that they're going to leave IKEA and then do what? They're probably going to go to one of our restaurants, and that's going to keep more money into our town. So it affects everything. People just, they're going to make money off IKEA. No, they can make money off because IKEA brings so many people that, you know, a lot of them are going to stay around Bolingbrook after they shop to eat or do something or go to other stores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the thing. It's like a perk just to, como dice, wait, to tell people, oh, look, you know how many people want to save those $35 they used to pay? I think it was $35.
Yeah, it was like $35.40.
$35.40 for the city sticker.
Yeah, for the sticker.
So you know how many people want to save that shit? They're like, okay, cool, fuck it. You know, it's como, te dije de la water in Michigan, güey, the Nestle water, people were fighting it, those fishermen, because they were draining out the ponds.
Was that Menards?
Okay.
In front of our house when we moved there?
Yeah, they were fighting not against that Menards.
Well, did they build when we lived there? Did they build it
when we lived? No, they barely got there like 2 years prior we got moved in.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, they were fighting and they didn't want it there. But he said they were going to make a big-ass fucking mess. So
what was there before?
Nothing. It was just straight.
It was part of the fucking the trail that's behind there.
Yeah, the trail.
It was just trees.
What? It was just trees?
It was like a cornfield.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, a lot of the residents fought that shit to the heart, to the teeth, because they didn't want to because it was going to create so much garbage. That's why Menards supposedly paid motherfuckers to clean all that side. So the garbage won't come to, remember the house, siempre llegaba basura?
Yeah.
And the neighbor used to cry and bitch about it all the time. They're supposed to pay somebody to clean that shit daily.
You know what's crazy? Like, we lived in front of them Menards. So our neighbor that complained about it, I always go like this. I get it, but I go.
That dude's a bitch.
I go like this. It's like four pieces.
That dude was a bitch.
I go like this. Just pick up the fucking paper.
That dude is one of those que no sabe qué hacer.
But it's crazy, right? Like, there's people like, I didn't give a fuck. I'll just
honestly,
pick it up and throw it away.
But honestly, I feel like those people, way, like, no bullshit, because I found something else, too, is crazy. Some people, boy, want their touching because they ain't got nothing else, way. Nobody else. Like, they're not a part of, like, como nosotros tenemos otros tres, ¿ah? Hay people, un güey me dijo, I don't know, but I think my mom does it because she ain't got nobody else she talks to, so she'll pick on the neighbors, bro. I used to tell her, like, why are you arguing with them?
Like, and somebody you knew?
Yeah. And he goes, I always tell her, like, nobody's bothering you. But then one time I told her, like, she gets so lonely that she needs to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
And the only way is to start talking shit to the neighbors.
Maybe be nice to the
neighbors. No, por eso lo que digo, pero hay una gente que they don't know, como tú dices, güey, there's some people que no sabe cómo hacer amigos or
yeah,
talk,
but you know, like, what I also noticed when you get older, like, you know how you complain about our neighbors that live across the street that for some reason Pancho has his own conspiracy theories that Pancho tells us, I know I get tickets because they call the cops on me and they tell
me. No, that's the other one.
No, that's true.
Like I said, we don't have proof.
No, that one is true. Chicho, ¿qué me dijo el policía esa vez?
He pointed him out.
He called.
But he stayed steady looking out the window.
Police officers shouldn't disclose it.
I know, pero me dijo. Él me dijo, look, bro. You know it's him calling, bro. Just don't like that because this month, dude, he calls every day, bro.
He's an older guy, right?
Yeah, he's
an
older guy.
I always go like this.
And you could always tell because he's always around the house and he's always looking at the cars that are parked.
I tell Pancho this.
You know how they caught him? You know who's cool as fuck? The mechanic guy, the tow truck?
Oh, the tow truck
he's
guy?
He's cool. Let's go. Hey, you want to move your car? Nah, fuck that shit. Él también me dijo que cuando parquea a veces su troca.
He calls the cops on him.
Yeah, and he takes pictures of the truck being parked there.
Last week, the cops were at the shop 3 times last week.
Yeah.
And they kept telling him, like, hey, you got to move the cars.
Yeah, le sacó fotos a los carros.
Who?
El viejito.
Oh, did
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
Now, look it. I was going to tell
ese
you.
También dijo,
sometimes,
este
way, yeah. when you see people like that, like your neighbors are like jackasses, I go, man, they're older people. They're just chilling at the crib. What else do they have to do? Let me just go.
Interact with the wild.
Yeah, like, man. And you know what? To be real, when you get older, more shit annoys you that probably didn't annoy you as when you were young.
But that shouldn't annoy you, though. And to me.
Tito, no, when you become a 70-year-old fucking old fart that you don't do
annoyed,
nothing,
bro.
Well, I get annoyed by you having a good time.
Dude, my dad's 70 plus, 71 or 72. Uh-huh. And I noticed lately he will get more annoyed faster. Like, even with us, we'll be over and fucking around. He'll get annoyed and be like, get the fuck out of here.
My dad's not a snitch and call the neighbors
and
shit.
That's why I wonder why the fuck you became a snitch.
I'm not a snitch.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, people just get, and some people are more, like, rougher than others as they get older.
I think it depends, güey, porque I feel, like, that
people
guy.
People are just chismosos.
Yeah, ese old guy, I just think he's fucking old and doesn't know what the fuck to do with his life. Y que le molesta todo,
es como la señora like, enfrente, literally like across the street from us. Ve una policía.
Cuban lady.
Ve una policía afuera, ahí va y se sienta. Nomás para ver qué
está. She has a cigarette though.
Yeah, y
she
ahí.
I don't see her no more.
You don't see her anymore? I still see her in the morning.
Well, es que there's no having been cops lately. Let the summer begin. She's going to be out there smoking, looking at what's going on.
Oh.
But at least she doesn't tell on us though. She doesn't tell on anybody.
How do we know?
She just looks at
how
the,
do we know?
She just looks.
How do we know? Like I said, Pancho.
Every time I come out, she's always had a bottle Coke. When a cigarette, cuando mira, she just walks in.
¿Sabes qué, Pancho?
Yeah. It's like
I do una Diet Coke right now.
It's like the lady right here, like four houses down from us. The lady right here from four houses down from us, all she does is just smoke all day.
Y Ciro le dice, buenas noches, buenos días y buenas tardes.
You're talking about the woman
the smoker.
Chastises you about your car that doesn't work?
No, that's another bitch.
That's another lady.
She always, ¿qué te dice, Ciro?
She ain't got no life. She always tells me about
the
car.
You know what, dude? I'm going to be honest. Yeah. Your car's been there for like 3 months.
Don't matter. It's public property.
And she always gives Cedro a hit. Like,
you know which ones I like in TikTok, way? When people think they own the public fucking
street.
And they're like, don't park in front of my house.
No, you
bitch,
know,
you don't own the street.
You know what's funny about that woman? So people don't know Cedro's car fucking been taking up that same parking spot for like 3 months. He's got it like 20 tickets already. Because bitch don't work. It can't move.
It's got dirt underneath the car.
Y me dice, y me dice fucking Cedro. Dude, that lady always asked me, like, ¿sabes que te la ciudad va a venir?
You know what's funny about that?
Shut the fuck up, Pancho. Hold on, let me
shut up, bitch! You know what's funny about that shit? I like, bitch, you know we know the rules, right?
I know, but, you know, obviously she's putting pressure on Cedro to move her car because she wants to park her cars there, right?
Stupid-ass trucks.
Where we live here.
Hey, why you steal my parking today, bitch? You're not supposed to be parking there.
Your park is public property.
Hey,
that's my parking.
Where we live, it's hard to find parking, right?
It's more difficult.
She was giving you hints like, hey, dude, if your car don't work, get it out of here because we need the parking.
Nope, I'm going to keep it.
But that's
forever.
What she was hinting
that
at.
That bitch
right?
had a broken down
like,
fucking pickup there for 6 months.
What would she tell you?
She just told me that the city's driving around picking up cars that don't move.
Especially old school 96 ones.
And I said, bitch, where I come from, we got Victorias on 22s.
I'm like, hey, if you go to the gym that I go to, you could see a van that's picked up with fucking. The Torres on the bottom. Have you seen that van?
Yeah, that's been there for like 2 years.
Yes,
yeah, but Pancho, el pendejo de Pancho, we'll have a trouble with our car and we'll be like, let's leave it in this 24-hour parking lot at Walmart. No, no, los van a pinche troca ahí está tirada por los años.
But sometimes they're dicks though. Sometimes they are.
I don't give a fuck.
I guarantee you that truck belongs to somebody from inside.
No,
maybe I don't know.
Si no, ya el property manager would have picked that shit up.
It's 2 years, SpongeBob.
Yeah. It's property manager. And I guarantee you it's probably owned by some of the Aja Dale Chanza.
Maybe. You know why it hasn't been picked up? Cause I used to work at a 24-hours retail store, right? And getting those signs everywhere. Can't park here. Get towed if you don't shop here. Obviously, we had a double parking lot, and we used to... This retail store was located around neighborhoods. So people would walk to our store. It was like literally a bunch of houses around our retail store, right? 24 hours. So what were the people in that neighborhood do? They would park their cars.
Lo que, ¿a quién le pasó eso?
They would park their cars on their second parking lot. CJ, you work with me, right?
No, yeah,
people would park in that second parking lot. Y tenía signs. Anybody that's not shopping here and parks will get towed. Everybody in the whole neighborhood would park their cars at night. And I will work overnight, and they'll come tell me, like, los security guards or los workers, hey, you know, should we call the tow truck to get all those cars out of the way? I'm like, man, leave them shits right there.
If you want to be a dickhead, you'll call the company. Like, at the 24-hour that I worked at.
Most people are not dickheads.
Like, the one I worked at, she would always tell me, like, hey, call the tow truck so they could come and get the cars.
And you'll pretend to.
Like, siempre había pinche tow trucks.
Yeah, there was always tow trucks at my store. Yeah.
You called them.
I wouldn't call them. I'd be fucked up. I really didn't give a fuck. When I would work overnight, they'd be like, hey, can I leave my car? I'd be like, yeah, go ahead.
¿Sabes a quién le pasó eso?
Tell them that.
A Lala.
At your own
risk. A Lala. 3 weeks ago. Down the block. Ahí. In the plaza.
¿Qué le pasó?
Parqueó su troca. He went
what
there.
What plaza?
La de Kikatiki. You want me to name it?
No, but which one you talking about? Like.
The only plaza.
The supermercado?
Sí.
Oh, okay.
No.
The Dollar General.
Yeah, right there. Supermercado. Yeah.
Ese güey. Ahí la parqueó, güey. Lala llamó.
Why she park it?
She was shopping.
Oh, so why the fuck they told
you? Well, let me tell you. Isidro, it's when we're fixing your car.
Yeah.
She was like, dude, they stole my truck. Y luego, what you want me to do?
Y go find that bitch.
Y luego Vanessa me llama.
Pancho was like this. So what?
Why does everybody call Pancho to fix problems with
you? I don't know. Yeah, I'm tired, you motherfuckers.
It's you say yes
you
too easily.
You fucking leeches, all right?
You say yes too easily.
You blood-sucking cocksuckers.
Pancho was like, well, that ain't my truck.
Hey, look at me.
This is Pancho. Like, okay. Pancho always tells me, why does everybody call me to fix your fucking problem? Because this is Pancho. His phone's ring. Drink. Bueno? I'm like, Pancho, just don't answer that shit.
Oh, you dick.
Yo, wait. Yo pongo mi phone facing down so I won't have to see who's calling. Because then I'll feel bad.
And then I go like this. Vanessa calls me. You heard about my mom's truck? I'm like, okay, you're supposed to call the police, not me. All right? Y luego fueron, dijo Lala que fue la tow truck que se la llevó. Now, why? Did you park right? No. Pero una lady, están haciendo lo que hacen. Ve todas las scams que están saliendo ahorita ya con la city.
Yo, I heard that that's illegal.
Yeah.
That's illegal to do.
Por eso.
Yeah. It's called, what is it called?
I don't know. Pero ahí está una big lawsuit con unas tow trucks. They just go and pick up your car. They said, mm-hmm. How are you going to prove it, wait? Are you taking pictures of your car, how you park it?
Well, the cameras in the establishment.
Una lady le dijo, sí, eso está, lo están haciendo ahorita, por eso be careful when you go there, güey. Dice que nomás they're just picking up random cars, güey. Y te cobran like $200.
They charge
isn't it also illegal for them to do, hide in a parking lot and scope out cars?
Muchas, eso
yeah, sale, right?
Aquí en Chicago.
But everybody does it.
Aquí en Chicago? No,
no, it's illegal,
it's
dude.
Illegal, güey.
No, yeah. It's illegal, but they do.
Yeah.
Y dice que...
What the? Which cop is out there looking at fucking?
No, it's not a cop. No, it's a tow truck.
I know, but I'm saying they do it because nobody's paying attention to
dice
them.
Que
it is illegal.
¿Sabes lo que hacen, güey? Como ellos tienen el okay del property manager, güey. So lo que ellos hacen, güey, lo están haciendo en un McDonald's, güey.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Tenían un güey parqueado ahí, güey. Y siempre que llegaba la gente, güey. See, if you go a little bit over la raya, güey. Ese güey will call it in. Y llegaba el güey. Who can take it?
Because will the establishments get a cut from the...
No, I don't think so. No, they don't.
So why would they just to be asked?
Because sometimes they don't want you to just leave fucking cars there for months. Wait.
No, but I'm saying that you have people that...
The thing is, güey, que lo que explicó el güey, que cuando el property te deja poner su sign, güey, you enforce the rules now. Mm-hmm. Que el property manager te da el okay, I think they have it in writing, te dan el okay to tow any legal car or any...
They have to have some cut of it. Like maybe a 5%, 10%.
I think que no pagan porque dejen carros. Es que a veces gente abandon cars, stolen cars.
Yeah.
Then you got to pay for somebody to come pick it up. Mm-hmm. You know? Y dice...
That would be interesting to find out.
Porque ahorita...
See if you can search that up. If stores get a cut from like... When they work with a tow company, when the tow company tows cars for
them. I don't think Walmart is... Oh, hey, give me... $5 de los que the carros you towed.
No, but I'm talking about if you're getting charged $200.
And then they're towing everybody's cars. Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. What gives them? What gives these?
El guy que miro a un guy que tows from property things. You know, sometimes if you call your own guy to come pick it up, it will go for $400 to $500 a tow. Yeah. So when they make a deal with you, they'll just. Pero muchas partes te cobran $100, $75. Not everybody $200. Lo que, ¿no viste los videos que yo miro? Como los guys que le ponen las boots a los carritos, he charges $75 to take it off.
The boot?
Yeah, when you illegally park in this parking lot.
Yeah. So they don't get a cut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
¿Sabes por qué? They don't want to also share the, if tú dañas el carro de ellos.
Yeah, that makes sense. So
it's a service that's provided.
Yeah. ¿Ves?
Yeah.
So like so, a Walmart, you think Walmart has a certain company of tow trucks that, hey, only I work with you.
They got deals with certain people. Can I think.
No son los gangueros tow trucks?
No, that's a lot. Whoa, anyway, let me tell you.
Why are all gangueros fucking tow truck drivers now?
Let me tell you. That's a scam way.
So.
That's a scam.
So that company, the tow truck, takes all the risk of the car.
Yeah.
So the company, like, let's say Walmart, they don't want none of the risk that comes with the car just in case of, like, the car door falls off. They don't want to take care of it.
So I'm pretty sure that's in the contract.
So the tow truck company, yeah, the tow truck company takes full fucking care of everything.
Accountability of anything happens to that car.
And plus, the tow truck company is the one charging the person. Walmart is not charging the person. It's the tow truck company.
Yeah, so the tow truck company keeps all 100%
keeps all 100% profit.
Oh, the profit from towing the car, and also if it gets damaged, it gets sued, they have to pay for it.
Yeah, and then there's also a chance that the owner will abandon the car. So, you know, then,
what happens
then
with
Walmart
that for real way?
They stuck.
Well, let me tell you, like before you really interrupt, God damn it.
Remember they told Cedro's car?
Ahorita están chequeando aquí in the city que hay un group of fucking tow truck guys que es full of shit. They're just picking up cars left and right. Porque como tú dices, güey, Some of these videos, way, suck, way. Come on, first 38, way, they also, even though you think they're so big, way, their cameras are shitty as fuck. It's just from here and there, way.
Yeah.
So they say that a lot of these companies, ways, que son pretty much gangbangers, way, they'd be picking up fucking cars, way. Just así nomás, they just pick them up making money, way. Y luego, es como, ¿te acuerdas el güey que approached me? Hey, bro, you want me to take the car? It does. Like, nah, what's your insurance get there? Because a lot of those motherfuckers, way, been picking up cars that crash, way. They impound them in their own private lots, way. And you can see right now, there's a lot of those guys que a una persona le están cobrando $5,000 to get it back, way. $6,000, $3,000, $4,000, way.
How?
Porque ellos make the fucking rule. You know what I'm saying? So you know, look it up.
Find it hard to believe that they'll tow a car for a simple parking violation. They're like, we want $5,000.
Tony. That's what they're fighting right now because it's ya se está haciendo. I places way get you can look it up. I'm an ABC though.
But don't they you have to get a certain license
well,
to be now, a tow truck?
Some of these guys way have their license suspended. And they're still working way.
Oh yeah.
Y dice like guys, un family man digo, dude, I guess he was involved in a simple car like a crash. Yeah, guy picked up the car way. He thought it was from State Farm. Now the guy won't release the car unless he pays him $4,500. Yeah, he thought a lot of news going, why are you charging him $4,500? He knows it's the rules. He knows he got to say, like, dude, I can't pay you $4,500. You can look it up everywhere. Eso dice que ahorita, that's like one of the biggest scams que está pasando ahorita.
I know, because now I go, dude, every
you
time.
You see how everybody rides around, hey, you need a tow truck? You need a this?
Yeah, they got a big ass shed with like three teardrops and shit. I'm like,
yeah, it's
cool. This motherfucker's picking up my truck.
Yeah, yeah, so a lot of the companies are getting cease and desist orders because they keep holding people's cars as hostages.
Yeah, ves? No, they say how much are they trying to charge people?
Let me look at it right now.
You can see it. You go actually go on TikTok way and go ABC tow truck scams. And they're like, why are you holding this person? Like, dude, he has my car for 6 months. You know the excuse he le dicen, way? Well, it's been 6 months. It's $150 per day. Yeah.
Damn.
And they're like, dude,
it's
never going to get.
It's crazy how they could come up with money like that. Well, obviously, though, like I said, if they're scams, eventually they get popped.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy with that, Tony? You know how easy it is to get a license and get going again and just change the name on a place?
I'm pretty sure.
And look, it's those way. They just keep changing name.
Yeah, that's what people
and
do.
You know, let's be honest, way. You think the city gives a fuck? It's not their problem.
Yeah, not really.
Also, the guy you were talking about, he says that his bill came out to $12,000.
God damn. Because it was the initial release fee, and then if you don't pay it every day, they charge you.
Yeah, every day they charge you.
I think it's like $150 to $250 a day. Right?
That's fucking nuts.
Why?
Yeah. Between $250 to
$500. How many times have you gotten in a car towed?
Yeah. And there was a company here in Chicago.
No, but like you.
There was a company here in Chicago demanding payments for $10,000 to release your car.
Oy. Te dije.
That's nonsense.
It's
bro.
Crazy because they get away
those
with.
Those people should go to jail for.
I got my truck towed twice when they fucking rear ended me.
In the ass?
And then that same company was operating without tow lot licenses.
¿Qué te dije?
And operations of tow trucks without licenses.
But don't you think a city has a responsibility?
But a city, she don't give a fuck.
But I'm saying cities in general should take accountability of this too, because you're operating in your city.
Yeah, better to give a fuck. Yeah, we got bigger problems.
Yeah, they got bigger fish to fry.
Robbing the little poor people. We got motherfucker with
20 switches in their car. Fucking cuernos de chivos and shit. They don't give a fuck about Ganguero 20 trucks.
Cuando me chocaron la troca, ¿te acuerdas? Oh, ¿te acuerdas cuando me
chocaron? But to be honest, I got my truck towed once. But I called them because I had a bad tire. I needed a tire change, so I called them to pick up my truck.
This guy's a pussy. He couldn't change his own tire.
No, I didn't have a tire.
It's behind it, pendejo.
I know I do it at the time.
You stupid pussy.
Now, after Panchito's training, I mean, Panchito's training fucking sucked. I kind of get the gist of changing the tire now.
Just pay the $50.
I paid 70. He was a gang banger. He was pretty cool. And he had his Ruka with him in the tow truck.
It's a Ruka.
And she also looked like a gang banger.
A mi jefa me llamó. Hey, tengo una pinche tire explotada. Dije, ain't you married? Call your husband. What the fuck? So I go help my sister. And she, I was like. But it's like my third time changing a tire and I fucked up her car. She's like, hey, don't worry. Ya está chingado. Yeah, I just. Oh, shit. No.
You was driving.
You know what, Sergio? You know what we could do with your fucking. Your hoopty?
Well, no.
It can no sirve. Just keep it. Let's park it in the garage and that would be our experiment.
The brakes don't work, bitch.
No, that would be in our experiment car. Like, let's change the transmission.
Well, I was gonna make one of those videos for West Coast Customs. Hey, and send them into them. Hey. That way they could trick out the car.
We got too many car projects right now, right? I know. We got one in Mike's. We got one in Porfis.
No, but what I'm saying
no
is
more car projects. No, that's the waste of money.
And then so we won't fuck up our cars. The house.
We could learn like how to change the oil on Sergio's car so we could change it our own trucks. Instead of paying $100 at a fucking shop to change our oil.
Pues que te sale igual, Tony.
Yeah,
but I'd rather do it hasta in my
Diego,
cribby.
¿Qué dijo Diego?
It's the same shit. I think it's like $10 more, $10 less.
Yeah, $10.
I was going to say, you got the oil change in the car, right? Yeah.
He got robbed.
I paid $80.
No, you pay $100. That's pendejo.
I paid $74.99.
Oh, $74.80. Miss?
I paid $65.
That's $5.
Pinche Tony llegó pulled up with a $1,500 from 1999 to a brand new Chevy dealer.
I know, they were like this.
I spit in the block.
Dude, when I changed the oil.
With no fucking door pad.
When I fucking pulled up to.
Chevy said, he goes, dude, damn, what the fuck, you clunker?
When I pulled up to Chevy with the old school, and it's a Chevy though, it's a Silverado. Chevy,
yeah.
From 1991, way.
Hey, I'm gonna
door panel missing, way. Uh-huh. And he turns it on, he goes, damn, what year is this? I'm like, I don't know. It could be anywhere from 82 to 91. He opens it like
this. It's a 99 pussy.
He goes like this. You're missing the door panel. I'm like, oh, am I? I didn't fucking notice.
You should have put a sticker, certified shit.
And then
box.
He goes, how many miles? I'm like, I don't know. The dashboard don't work. Estimate. Go like, you think it's over 100,000? I'm like, I'm pretty sure
it's
over
100,000. No, it's
189,000.
It's like when I took it to get the exhaust test, the guy was like, how much are the miles? I'm like, no dashboard, 0 miles.
No, hey, he told me how much are the miles. Because he does that because then he'll put on the sticker once your next oil change, yeah. Right? And I'm like, I think 175,000. And the sticker, he put 179,000.
Like, well, it is 179,000.
But I'm like, bitch, I told you 175.
But I think he could get it como la girl que lo hizo cuando he scanned it. Salió que it was, I think at that time que la llevé, I think it was at 160,000.
He turned on the truck. He goes, man, all the lights are on this motherfucker. I'm like, yeah, I know. Pussy, just changed my oil. He goes, hey, but it's still running. I'm like, exactly. And then he comes back.
Pero no tiene service engine, güey.
No, no tiene.
Lo que tiene es el
tiene
pinche.
Tiene missing brakes, no airbag.
Nah. El airbag está desconectado.
What's the one where you slide on the road?
First of all, güey. Tiro está bien.
Pinche. The dashboard is about to say, danger, danger, danger.
The traction?
But no, hey,
give
no
it back
engine
to me.
Light.
Hey, give it back to me.
Nah, güey, I can't, bro. Being in the little car, Cedro is gay, dude.
Look. El otro way.
See, you're driving that fucking car where it just screams, I suck at the dicks.
First of all, way, tiene two lights on, way. La otra way es el pinche de este.
Y una que se ve como two fists going at it.
Two fists?
Those are the lights, one? Pendejo.
No.
Are those the high beams?
The high beams, yeah. Pendejo. Okay.
All the lights are red, too. They're not yellow.
This is a danger.
Danger. Danger. Evacuate.
El otro que le tengo que arreglar es el ABS, way. Pero cuando pinche Dios le vamos a arreglar.
El ABS?
El abs.
El abs. Me too, I got that.
Yeah, your abs, bitch. El ABS se lo iba a arreglar y Diego dijo, vale 500. Dijo, órale, pues. Pero ¿sabes qué? Es usado y si pierdes los 500, I think he just didn't want to do it. Porque es un pedo de la chingada. Ok, vamos a comprar uno nuevo. Vale $1,000. Uh-huh. Hay que comprarlo, Diego. Okay, lo voy a
vale
buscar.
$7,000.
No, I wanted to test them because porque le dijo, dude, that's it. It's kind of a lot of work. It's not hard work.
Why would he care? He's going to get paid.
He didn't want to do it.
But what is the ABS sensor? It's just a small sensor or what is it? Because I don't know how
el
it looks like.
El ABS es como el que... ¿Ves cómo estaba quebrado el de Tony? Uh-huh. Como el tuyo también. Ese okay. es el ABS.
We all got to fuck the ABS.
Oh. Yeah, eso es que se chingan. Está caro, por eso people don't fix them.
We all have to break 100 feet away before...
un brand new ABS, güey, dice Diego, es around $1,000, güey.
Oh, shit.
If you buy a used one, porque también se lo cambia su boy... It would work fine for the first month, and then it fucked up.
Like my
y cuando lo compras en el pinche junker, ahí como tú, el carro son tantos.
Pick apart.
Yeah, it's up to you, güey.
When I had the fucking my old truck, güey, that bitch beautiful brakes. Stop
but you know
in
what's
a blink
great?
Of an hey, eye, güey. Si Joe's hoopty, güey, su carrito el azul. I fucking drive it, güey.
I fucking hate that.
I hit brake, Pancho. It still slides like
200 feet.
Este estúpido anda
comprando $300 fucking Morphin Time Power Rangers, güey. Pero no le compra el arm control system que vale $150, güey. No le compra el arm control system.
I told him.
It's two controllers.
It's crazy porque esa pinche pickup, güey. Anyway, esa pickup se ha chingado todos los carros y esa güey still going, güey.
Hell yeah.
Eso sí no tiene, ese güey no tiene dashboard. No, you gotta figure out when it's just reverse and neutral.
Hey, wey, y cuando me, cuando me rayó la madre de la car having all the lights on y no door panel, he comes back and goes, bro, you didn't have a drop of oil in that bitch.
Damn.
I'm like, well, why the fuck you think I brought it in, motherfucker?
Vas a chingar, güey. No mames, güey. Te digo, güey, that's why I hate giving my car to this guy, man. You know what I'm saying? Esa pinche survived World War II, World War III, bitch. All right? Esa nomás le falta los rocket panels, güey, que se los voy a cambiar, pero you're not going to cough up the $1,100 to get blast to fix it, güey.
The what?
Los rocket panels, lo podrido. Se los iba a arreglar este...
Pues arreglaselo, pendejo.
Para que se mire bien.
Y el pipi nice.
Pero este güey ya le tiró todo aceite ahí. And for some reason, ya le dije, güey, no dejes esa pinche botella de agua que es throwing all the water.
The green one?
Yeah, all the water.
No, that's in Cijo's car.
That's in my car now.
Man, Cijo's car, güey. Well, you ever open a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos?
No.
Así huele ese pinche carro de
ese carro huele como un porta potty, güey. I can't stand that fucking car, bro. Este puto tienes pinche zapatos como si fuera un locker
room. I'm starting to think, güey, that you piss in there, bro.
I do. Low key.
Hey, si huele un
smells like lemon lime Gatorade in that bitch. I'm like, what the?
Not the cold one.
Not the warm ones are pretty nice sometimes when you're sicky. This tastes a little delicious.
No, the Gatorade Pepino one hits when it's cold.
Ahorita como se había double cheeseburger in a Polish right now.
Bien bad, boy. Prefiero una mi carne. Sí, ahorita sí, you're going to have to make a quick store run.
What the fuck? Why?
Can I get us a Diet Coke? Colito.
Yeah, go get a Coke, Cedro. Don't be a bitch.
Again, I can't go outside.
Why not?
Because it's past my bedtime already.
Bitch, you ain't working tomorrow, you fucking bitch.
I'm working tomorrow.
Yeah, okay, pussy. Este güey never wants to make runs no more, bro.
Dude, I woke up this morning.
Pero, hey, ¿le pasa algo, güey? Quiere que lo vaya a recoger y la chingada. But you can't go for a Coke right now, bro.
I'll go for some Coke right now.
Only because he just wants it, güey. If it was for us, he'll tell us to go fuck ourselves. Hey, is it true that Krispy Kreme donuts will be sold at certain McDonald's?
Yeah.
No, will be sold at all McDonald's?
Yeah, they partner up. We said that shit last time, man.
Yeah, we did.
Krispy Kreme's going to be all McDonald's way. Look, I'm going to be real, bro. I never got into this shit.
Look at Krispy Kreme shares surged by nearly 30% after the news hit today.
I'm going to tell it like this way.
By the end of 2026, so in a couple of years,
dead by that time.
Krispy Kreme donuts will
this
be sold.
This heart cannot take this punishment for another 3 years. Anyway, I'm going to tell it like this, bro. That donut is so overrated, way. People make it seem as like...
Smack. I haven't eaten it in years, though.
It's all right, bro. It's all right.
All the donuts are
you
the same.
You know what other donut sucks, too, way?
Which one?
That I was super excited. I don't eat donuts like that. I was excited for the churro donut. The Dunkin' Donuts?
That sounds disgusting.
Dunkin' Donuts churro donut?
Yeah.
I'm not big on churros.
That shit sucks dick. Like, real dick. You know? I'm like, this is what you're selling for $2.50, way? This is not a real good churro donut. This shit
and
was
Dunkin'?
Hard. Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts, churro donut. And I was like, fuck this donut. This donut sucks dick. I didn't like it at all. Vale verga, güey. And I was like, churro donut, it sounds pretty good. I ordered, güey, ta pinche rock as a, it's hard as
a
rock.
Yeah.
I was going to say the rock and the churro. I don't know why. But it was hard as a motherfucker. And I was like, what the fuck, bro? But I think they run out of ideas how to make donuts, way.
They're going to have.
I don't like that fancy smashy.
Have you not noticed?
Just give me. chocolate glazed donuts. I'm happy.
Hey, wait. Yeah, have you noticed que la pinche donut está sinita, güey?
¿De quién?
Ya, de Dunkin' Donuts.
No, güey, tú nomás estás poniendo más grande, güey.
Donuts are like this small, güey, for $2.50 now. They're getting smaller and smaller and smaller, güey.
You know who only noticed that? Oh. That change?
No. You know who told me? No. Actually, you know what's the funny part? It's usually the skinny motherfuckers that notice that shit. I just gobble them down. Y la otra vez digo, tú, have you not noticed?
We ain't got time to notice.
Yeah, you güey lo puso, I'm telling you, because un güey lo puso on Instagram. Dijo, it was better when, was it Frank made them? Time to make the donuts. El commercial, time to make the donuts.
Frank.
¿Cómo se llama el Dunkin' Donuts guy? I think it's Frank.
Oh, shit, let me
see. I think you're too young for that one.
I remember the commercial.
El guy salía, time to make the donuts.
Yeah, at like 5 in the morning, yeah. That was the commercial.
Se decía, it's time to make the donuts. Listen, güey, it was better when Frank made the donuts. Y enseñó la picture de cómo están las donuts, güey.
This guy?
A ver.
I think it's like a white.
Yeah, jacket. That's him. Oy. Those were commercials I used to see with my dad. That's him.
You think they really make fresh donuts?
They used to, not no more. It just, cuando se hace así de big, güey, ya. No, pero dice un duque si las hace.
Yeah, when you're, usually when it's a small business at first, it's more quality, then you just have too many customers. Once you become bigger, that you just start pumping shit up.
But I think they do
make your quality becomes.
No, they do make them fresh, but they outsource now.
Yeah.
There's a company that makes them every morning. Y la people that Dunkin' Donuts or they come in, güey, a las 5 or more, los miras metiendo las donuts, güey. They chip, por eso los trays y todos vienen, pero I think they outsource. They don't make them no more. I think they outsource to a company, a bakery that does it every day.
I had a, what you were going to say?
Something? Yeah, porque un güey me había dicho, yeah, they outsource now. Viene alguien
yeah,
a dejar las donuts.
Yeah, they kind of have to. It's just too many customers.
Y todas las donuts, güey, las tiran a la basura at the end of the day. ¿No has visto?
Oh, dude.
They throw them out in the garbage.
Why you say that to CJ? CJ's going to be over there dumpster diving Dunkin' Donuts.
That's why if you go, like, I think 30 minutes or an hour before they close, they'll throw extra donuts in your bag.
Yeah, we should start doing that. Anyway,
es como cuando fui con Piggy's. I think we took the first day to the new practice place. It was pretty late. Y él quería algo de Dunkin' Donuts. Dije, oh, yo voy a agarrar un coffee. Y le dice, oh, just give me a water. Le dice, you want a donut? Le dice, no. So I ordered one Bustin' Cream Donut. Y le dice, don't worry, buddy. I'll give you 4 for free. Y dije, oh, shit, why? Dije, ya van a tirar, van a cerrar. Y se cerraban. Y las miré, estaban así. Y dije, what the fuck?
¿Te las echaste las 4?
No, ahí las dejé en el back of the car.
Ah.
No, to this day, still there. Por fin, es minivan.
Hey, you know, I had a, ¿cómo se llama? A munchkin?
That sucks.
Yeah, those suck, dude.
I had one the other day. My coworker brought it. I haven't had one since I was like 7 years old. But I remember when you were a kid, those were super fun to eat.
The teachers used to bring them into school.
I was never big on that.
Like your dad. I remember my dad taking me to Dunkin' Donuts. Like, ¿quieres algo, amigo? Sí, pa. Quiero 300 munchkins de chocolate.
Yep.
Y Nesquik.
It's crazy because if you look at it, it's just the middle of the donut.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what it is.
That's the best part.
It's
the whole donut, bro.
Never got munchkin. Por fin, you just buy 6 fucking... Vanilla Long Johns.
Like, dude.
6 Vanilla Long Johns.
Fuck, you want Vanilla Long Johns.
What happened?
I mean.
No, Long John used to be a big ass one. Now, Tassi. Yeah.
They look like eclairs now.
I was like, what the fuck?
Tiny. What was it? Oh, hey. The powder donut is very underrated. It's underappreciated, I think. Bro, the powder donuts be smacking.
It's dry as
CJ,
fuck.
CJ, you used to eat the fuck out of them, bro. I would show up at 7 in the morning. CJ would show up to...
It's dry as fuck.
You know, remember when CJ...
My go-to donuts, Boston cream, grape jelly donut.
Remember when CJ used to work overnight and...
CJ eat everything. Look
remember
at
when he used to work overnight as a manager and we lived a couple blocks down. Sometimes he would show up at 8 in the morning. Llegaba con todos sus lips covered in powder, güey. Yeah, he built
sucking dick for coke.
The donuts, bro.
Dude, nah, you were the película guy.
Those powdered donuts.
He was the película guy. In a
película movie guy.
It was the donuts, bro.
If people don't know, the película movie guy was a notorious
película movie guy.
Penis sucker at a previous job. That the allegations against him. I never actually seen him give a head. But he was a cool guy, bro. He always hooked it up with cool bootleg movies.
Yeah, even though you would see the people in the movies.
And then before you know it. Word started going around. They used to give blowjobs to guys behind our dumpster. And then...
What are you guys saying?
No, one of our employees said that he ran into him doing it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know if this is true.
One of our coworkers.
So the next time after those accusations...
So Tony was hide behind a dumpster trying to pop out every time.
Why did he used to throw out the trash and I was like, hey, no, but look at... when I heard those rumors about him, and then they told me, like, dude, I seen him give head, dude. Like, I saw him sucking it. And I'm like, the next time I got a movie from him, I was just looking at his lips and trying to smell it, like, if it smelled like pee-pee.
All right, so what are your go-to donuts when you go to Dunkin'?
I'm not a big donut guy, but when I used to, just chocolate cover. If you were to go, though,
just a chocolate one?
Chocolate cover. I'm a basic motherfucker.
That's it? Okay, cool.
Give me a little Prinkles on top, way. Mm-hmm. I'm happy camper.
Not bad.
But that was my dad's joint. Oh, what? That's all. El otro día, way. Tuesday, way.
My dad was it was like to at toasted two peanuts.
It was at 11:30 p.m. And it never fails, way. Siempre hay tres paisas ahí, way. Paisanos, way. Echando su café, güey. Ahí, güey.
Eso, güey, está moviendo kilos, güey. Remember
four, at 4 in the morning?
No, it was like 11:30 p.m. Like, oh. Well,
they're talking
home.
Business, güey.
They're talking business.
Moving some cuadros.
Not bad.
What are your donuts?
Me? The Boston cream and then the French cruller. That one's fire.
That shit sound lame as fuck. Pancho still, like good. I said, it still amazes me that Pancho drinks his Red Bull at fucking night, güey. At 10 p.m.
True as fuck, dude.
Bro, I gotta keep up the energy, bro. What the fuck, you know? I just like the taste of it. It tastes.
You know, there's also a thing to drink water. It gives you energy.
You don't feel like you can't sleep when you drink the Red Bull? No?
I drink them, man. I go. Pichecito me está enseñando una tienda going around in TikTok. ¿Qué no está haciendo with the water?
Oh, when they make their flavored water?
Flavored water.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
It's people that cannot drink regular water because they get tired of regular water. So they get the packs, you know, from the dollar store that have, like, the Hawaiian Punch and all that?
Yeah.
They'll mix it with regular water, so that'll be their water for the day.
That's not regular water.
That's sugar.
That's still sugar. But yeah. If you get the non-sugar, that still is water.
Wey, un güey tenía un pinche, una chingaderota así de different flavors, yeah. And I go like this. Bro.
Y en un pinche tumbler. ¿Cómo se llaman esos tumblers that all the girls want?
Stanley?
Yeah, y en un Stanley, you know, the different dude, fucking flavors. Y luego le echó sprinkles.
You heard that thing about Stanley?
No, what happened with Stanley,
you remember
bro?
That cup? Fucking clip? Yeah, the cup. Remember
Stanley
that?
Cup?
Yeah.
Remember, hockey players?
Remember the...
Hey, before we... I didn't want to talk about it, but I'm going to bring it up. Today, the New York Rangers, and I don't know who else, as soon as the game started, eight players dropped their gloves and started boxing.
What?
Gangster.
I'm not surprised.
No, but fuck, I guess it happened.
I don't even know why you brought that up, wait. That shit happens every game, other game.
No, but it's also dope cuando lo miras el video, as soon as... Everybody dropped their guys, started boxing.
Beef right there.
Yeah, I guess it has some beef about some accident that happened, I don't know, in the last game. So they all just dropped their gloves and started boxing.
That's a sport for you right there. I'm going to start getting more into hockey. But anyway, remember that viral clip that went fucking crazy on TikTok and social media?
It was the Devils.
Yeah?
That they got in a
the
fight
New
with
York
five.
The New York Devils or the New Jersey Devils?
5v5.
Every other DJ could tuck your fucking records and put it inside your budget. Ain't nobody fucking with a New Jersey Devil. Can't force it away. Give us away.
That was from a song, no?
Huh?
That was from a song, no? No, I'm talking about the...
You don't even know.
Yeah, the game. Bitch.
The game.
Yeah. Can we move on?
Bro, that was dope, bro. That was a dope-ass line, and you act like...
You remember
the song
that clip?
I like the New Jersey Devil. Devil.
Remember
Devil.
That clip or no?
The one.
Which one?
Of that car that burned down?
The Stanley.
Oh, yeah.
Well, my car burned. Well, at least my nothing happened to my Stanley. It was like... Everyone was like, what the fuck? The car burned down, and the Stanley was like... And Mac, like, perfection still. Then the Stanley, the owners of the company, the Stanley, responded to the viral clip. And, like, we're so happy that, you know, that you're safe. And also it shows our durability of our cups to withstand even the fire, right, that burned your whole car. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to get you a brand new car for free. We're going to give you. So they said, and we're not going to do this again. So look at your email. We reached out to you. And we're going to give you a brand new car, right? Because the clip went super viral. Obviously, it's great promotion for who?
Stanley.
Stanley, right? Like, these are the most durable cups out in the market. Today, it came out like, cause that might have been bullshit, dude. Because they're like this. People pointed out, like, how the fuck? First of all, I had a plastic straw on it. So how the straw not even melted? And some dude on social media did a test of what would happen if you put a Stanley on the fire. Yeah, just... melts the fuck up.
It melts the plastic, bro. The steel stays.
Were they in cahoots? They're like, hey, let's do this shit.
Maybe. It's promotion for everybody.
I remember when it happened, I thought it was real. Like, damn, the Stanley survived the fire. But now I go, I don't know. Now that's kind of odd for real.
It's come on. Every rapper's dropping a new album. Somebody leaked three tracks.
Or they get into a beef.
Oh, they got the beef. It's come on. Drake right now is beef with Kendrick Lamar and some other guys.
But the owner of the Stanley Stanley, the company, when he came out, he seemed pretty legit. Like, hey, we're going to hook you up with a brand new car.
That's what they do because Stanley's hitting like a motherfucker.
But yeah, it made sense because when you look at the video game, when the cars are burning, the Stanley.
Will you pay
perfect, wait. Not even a dent in it. Y como digo, wait. Dude, that's a plastic straw. The plastic straw at least should have fucking melted in the fire.
Nowadays, I don't care nada, yo. I think everything's horseshit, bro. I think everybody's in cahoots just to push. Como digo, wait. All that shit, bro, just needs the right thing, way, and it'll blow up. It's like, remember when...
Do you know what video I'm talking about?
Yeah, you know, the car, la lady con su cup, que estaba en el cup holder, and it was immaculate. Anyway, it's como te acuerdas que, for some odd reason, fidget spinners went off.
I know, right?
That's like the stupidest shit in my life.
For one summer.
That was the worst game ever, because I had to work to play it.
It wasn't a game, way. It's just, you're just holding, you spin it.
Dude, my nephew's had about 300... fucking of those things around the house.
These motherfuckers were spinning and going like this, like it was cool. Like, what the fuck?
They were like the yo-yos. Yeah,
I was like this, man. These new kids are fucking stupid.
And I was like this. It just takes.
What happened to the good old resortera days?
So you're badass.
Taking motherfuckers' eyes out. We used
to fuck up everybody. Con la pinche go to AC Hardware y compras un chingo de nuts y te llevas así de las lug nuts, güey. Te la llevas, güey. You want to really fuck something up, güey? Get a lug nut, put in that bitch. You break any window.
Did you ever make your own? Did you ever make your own? What's it called?
We chingamos las bulotas con esas.
For real?
Chingamos las bulotas. Yeah. Estaban en el tree, las chingamos.
Con canicas, ¿no?
My dad was such a savage. He agarraba la pinche bulota y me la hacía así.
Crack their necks.
Sacaba todo el recto. Y luego los desplumabas. Los desplumabas. I thought it was going to be this immaculate chicken dinner. They were like this, baby.
No eran bulotas, eran pinche pigeons, baby.
Yeah,
I was eating.
Did
pigeons.
You ever make your own like makeshift sleep shot or no?
I was eating pigeon with rabies.
But it's crazy, way que una pinche huilota is like this big, way.
Once you take the feathers off,
yeah, it's like this big. Yeah.
Where were they killing them? Here in Chicago, no.
Yeah,
that's disgusting. Now that I think about it,
they're not pigeons, motherfucker.
They were pigeons.
I remember I made my own slingshot one time.
Well, my dad just ate huilotas in Mexico the other day.
Uh huh.
¿Qué pasó?
I told my dad you ate a fucking raccoon.
You guys ever made your own slingshot?
How?
With a balloon. At the top of the Coca-Cola.
That's not a slingshot, bro. That's a bopper, bro.
Hold
that's
on,
a
what?
Slingshot? That's a bopper.
So you would cut off the top of like a RC Cola bottle or something, and then you would put the balloon on top of the where you drink out of it, and then you would tie it with a rubber band, and then there's your slingshot right there. You just shoot it.
That's a bopper.
You pull it back, and you just shoot it, whatever you had in there.
It's a bopper.
That's called a bopper?
Así le dijeron en la hood. Todos pinches cortamos las pinches antes cuando eran 3 liters, uh-huh. The RC, le cortamos las filabas tapuequitos en el cemento para que no te rompieran el globo. Mm-hmm. Luego you grab a globo, the fat globos, cut
yeah,
the top,
the big ones.
Y luego con, ya esas bulota. Y luego lo amarrabas, güey, y estaba así. Plah,
plah, yeah, plah, plah. Those were fun as hell, bro.
Poppers that didn't have slingshots?
Yeah, but we used to fuck up the kids like that, too. That was how we used to go to war.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. With poppers?
With poppers. I don't know what those were.
What would we kill the wilotas with?
With los lug nuts y con una resortera. La mirabas así, la hacías así, güey. Y como les pinches tío, pa, callan así.
Dude, it was crazy. Man.
¿Cómo se llaman en inglés, Tony?
Huilotas.
Huilotas.
It's with an H2. I thought it was with a W.
Huilotas.
No, huilota, pendejo. Not huilotas. Huilotas, güey. Una pinche huilota.
Morning doves.
Damn, we killing doves. Morning doves? Coming.
You guys are dove or rain?
Do we used to eat fucking doves, dude?
Let me see it.
The motherfucker that you release when the motherfucker dies, wait. We used to eat those bitches.
How to cook a morning dove? Enseñale ahí. Say no, you get fucking rabies.
No, you know what used to impress me? Because every time we go to Mexico, I would bring back like 59 resorteras, and it was all the cheap plastic ones. You always wanted the good wood ones, wait, the thick wood ones, right? Because the plastic ones, the cheap one pullback snaps.
I mean, no caso es raro.
You used to put extra rubber bands, though, remember, on the side so it won't rip off? Dude, it was crazy how good in Mexico, my cousins, how good they were with the resorteras.
Well, they had nothing else. We had fucking joysticks and controllers, Tony.
I know,
they
bro. They had nothing. Motherfuckers had perfect aim with that bitch.
Remember, estamos matando los lizards?
Motherfuckers would be asshole, too. They would just fucking hit stray dogs with them.
Yeah, fuck them dogs. What? Arr.
Oye,
fuck them all. Las lizards también. Mm-hmm. But las morning huilotas were delicious. Bien nice and crispy en un chilito de guajillo. Uh-huh. Las echas ahí, güey.
How many would you knock back of those?
I could knock like 10.
For real?
They're small, güey. Cuando le quitas
yeah. The motherfucker said 10 birds.
They're
tiny, bro. When you take out the bones and when you defend
them.
They're
not even a pound. They're not even a pound. Bitch, what? Pole huilotas. How to cook huilotas. They're delicious, bro. And Mexico's a mighty taste. También este las pinches. ¿Cómo se llama la?
En Mexico es a delicacy.
Delicacy.
A delicacy.
Y mira, unas pinches 10 huilotas con unos dos vasos de granadas, toda salida con limón sale, chile.
No sale cooking videos of huilotas porque I think that might be illegal.
I got some
slingshot birds, hunting wild birds.
¿Ya ves? Damn. Ahí está el pinche huilota.
Damn, my dad put this video up on YouTube yesterday. Motherfucker shooting down birds and with a resortera.
Damn.
¿Lo mira?
How you get good with shooting a resortera? Because you have no, like...
No, pendejo, you aim just, it like this. Uh-huh. You always got to remember, when you're aiming, you don't want to aim to the head because you know it's going to go up.
Okay.
You aim at the chest or the stomach, y es cuando va a pegar más arriba, güey. You kill him.
No, way. With a gun, with like a sniper, you aim on top because the bullet's going to drop.
Yeah, bitch, I'm not a sniper, pendejo.
That's why when you ever hear like a actual sniper talk, they go, you want a headshot? People think you're going to aim the beam right at their head. No, you got to aim it above because you have to remember, the further the bullet is going, it's going to start dropping. So you want to aim it a little above their head if you want to snipe them right in their head like a headshot.
First of all, me and you see the Vlad TV interviews, right, bro? About the Black Reaper, all right?
No, I fucking... Motherfucker, I read other fucking snipers. That's what I'm saying. All the snipers always talk about the same thing, about how they aim. Mm-hmm. You want to hit them in the chest, you're kind of aiming at their throat, like I said, because a bullet is going to lose speed, so it's going to start dropping. Okay. That's crazy, right? Like, there's so much to it. Like, sniping, people think it's... They go, no, motherfucker, it's like training after training after training to fucking dominate that gun.
Well, yo siempre que tiraba, yo tiraba para arriba para pegarle abajo. You know what I'm saying? But you never want to hit the chest on the birds.
Pues pendejo,
that much.
Tú dijiste que you aim para abajo para que se vayan para arriba, baboso.
Pendejo, para abajo, para arriba.
You're hitting
abajo.
Their feet.
No, güey. Pero te estoy yendo. You also on those birds, you don't want to fuck up the meat in the chest. So you're always trying to give them headshots, güey. Le try to hit them in the head because no le quieres chingar. Luego pinches, explotas un pinche breast. That's half the meat, güey. But even the Alaskan people, they got some kind of bird over there. I don't know if you want to look it up. Que es crazy que nomás le quitan el breast, güey, dejan ahí el es un white one, güey. Así nota, and that's like a delicacy. So cuando no hay nada de más de que, porque ves que a veces no salen animales, güey. Esos birds los chingan, güey.
Oh, the ptarmigan.
Ptarmigan.
Yeah, the ptarmigan.
You le hace, don't hit the chest, man, because you're going to ruin the meat. And right there and there, güey, le quitan el este, güey, y nomás le sacan la fucking el chest. Y ahí dejan todo lo demás, lo dejan muerto.
That's it, güey, I'm going to go
The ptarmigan is like the last thing you, like, that's the last thing you kill. So if you can't get caribou, you can't get, or... like a seal or whatever, they'll kill the ptarmigans because that's another source of
the bird.
Yeah.
Es blanco, güey. Y le quitan lo más
el chest.
And then if you follow the ptarmigan, they go where like the, what is it, moose are and all that stuff. So they get closer to those. So wherever you see a flock of them, there has to be other animals around.
You know what we should do this? Okay,
esos güeyes son los que encuentran la water, güey.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you see a flock, there's usually something out there because they find the water.
This summer, we should go huilota hunting.
Huilota.
Nah, este pendejo, pinche Pancho Burley even wants to gut his own fish. You think he's going to go gut a fucking huilota de Lake of Chicago?
But I think that's illegal aquí, güey. I'm pretty sure
it's
illegal.
Well, we did it.
Yeah,
illegal. You know what's also illegal? Parking on the dice, don't park here.
That's hella illegal.
But you do it.
Yeah, but killing an animal and parking, probably the fine is going to be bigger, right?
No, it's probably going to be
how much is a fine? Check out how much is the fine of illegal. How come you just don't kill ducks?
For illegal what?
For killing a bird or some shit like that.
Well, it's gonna vary from state to state. Like if you kill a bald eagle, it's gonna be different than you kill a fucking huilota.
Sabes que no me gusta a mí. A mí no me gusta el taste of duck. I don't like it. Every time I taste duck, wait,
I taste duck once, but no, I'm pretty sure it tastes the same as other.
No, wey. Como en el charispa que me llevó Cidro, ahí estaba el duck y me sabía muy como que la skin está muy thick or some shit. Like no me gustó, wey. I was like, this is, I always wanted to taste the duck and no me gustó. It was like the skin estaba como muy gruesa, güey. Yo no sé qué chingados. Se mira mighty delicious ahí todos hanging así con la neck and shit. I didn't like that shit at all.
So it ranges for an endangered bird.
Uh-huh.
See, if you kill one here in Illinois, it could range between $12,000 to $25,000.
What? Okay, we're not killing a bald eagle.
CJ, what endangered bird? Yeah. We only have pigeons here.
Well,
we're missing fucking beaks.
I'm pretty sure we have endangered animals here in Illinois, bro.
There's two animals here, rats and pigeons with no beaks.
That's it. Said you see hawks, boy? Do you know, Ciro?
Yeah, once maybe in a while.
Maybe fucking track hawks,
boy. Once in a while, you see a hawk.
Beach of hawks, boy?
Yeah, Bolingbrook is the wild, boy. There's like the safari over there. Yeah, I see like coyotes, beach of giraffes.
Let me see.
You don't have to look it up, Ciro. I saw random ass numbers.
Yeah, there's a whole show.
You remember when they hear, oh my God, there's a fucking fox like out here. Everybody stay in their house. I'm like, oh, fucking cheap ass dog and shit.
The CPD way are worried about motherfucker. Again, when Glock switches way, they're not worried about two motherfuckers with a resortera hunting wilotas way.
Right? I don't know, man. Sometimes.
I know. Fucking city of Chicago is so corrupt that we'll probably get 12 years in prison for hunting wilotas way.
Yeah, but when we mató 10 weyes, lo dejan salir, way. Porque está fucked up de la head, way. All right? Por eso.
Alright, folks, with that, we out of here.
Alright, peace.
Peace.
Cause it's my hometown, this my hometown, this my hometown. This my hometown, this my hometown. This my hometown, this my hometown. This my hometown, this my hometown.